Yeah, absolutely. Harry Cole, lovely to speak to you. You get on, write that copy. He's Westminster correspondent for The Sun, reviewing Prime Minister's questions. Thank you very much for that. As I say, he watches it, so we don't have to. John Holmes, I'm glad to say, is here to tell us what's happening on
his show. I like the way at the end of that, when the signal went a bit and he went a bit garbled, and the signal, then you sort of pretended you heard what he said, which I liked. I thought that was very professional of you, actually.
I didn't, what did you say, John? I just tune it out. Very strong. It's like my husband with me. It's just white noise. Men talking.
Yeah, right. White noise. Racist. So, hashtag noise so white.
Hashtag me too. Good answer, is it? It won't make any sense. What's going on your show, other than the usual nonsense?
The usual nonsense is going on, but we're also going to experiment. Do you know Tim Loughton, the MP for East Worthing? Tory MP. He has said that he starts his day, as I'm sure you know, you've probably been talking about it, with an hour in the bath.
Yeah, I was being nice to Tim, who I actually like as a person. But
he's a clean person, it turns out.
Who's got time for a bath for an hour?
He will not go into Parliament, meetings, constituencies, without having an hour in his own filth.
I can vouch for the fact that he's never smelt bad.
There you go.
I'll give him that.
So if you
wish we could say that about everyone here at Talk Radio.
Give him a good sniff, which we will be doing on the programme, of course, in the next, three hours or so.
You could definitely wash down a few of your crew, if you don't mind me saying. Anyway, that's coming up on John Holmes' show after the 1 o'clock news here on Talk Radio. I'm back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Do stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Dave?
Yeah.
This kitchen we're putting in, it's from Wren.
Yeah.
But we always get our kitchens from...
Not anymore. Wren have got the biggest range in the country.
I thought the biggest range was...
No, it's Wren. And they have the biggest showrooms and they make all the kitchens here in the UK.
But didn't you get a quote from...
I did, from their depot. But then I took it to Wren and they beat it.
So, it's hello Wren and goodbye.
Looks like it. Wren, the UK's number one kitchen retail specialist.
Ooh, winter can hit you hard if your boiler's not up to it. So make sure your home or business stays a step ahead this winter with a new boiler from British Gas for half price. You'll still get our full fixed price guarantee and our full 5-year warranty. And you'll only pay full price for the installation. Oh, and don't worry, you will get a full boiler. It's only the price we've cut in half. But hurry, this half-price offer ends 31st of October. Get yours now and be a step ahead this winter. Search British Gas new boiler. Conditions apply.
It's about giving the children an insight into different aspects of life.
What we want you to do is to come up with a pledge.
Our pledge is to be
encouraging women and girls to be what they want to be.
Young or old, any age works. Being unique definitely comes first.
The Premier League is helping to inspire primary school kids in everything from sport to diversity. Search Premier League Primary Stars to get your school involved.
We love home. From those wooden floorboards we sanded down to the chrome fixtures and fittings that took ages to find. But if you're in the trade, you know there's more to home than just plumbing, electrics or a lick of paint. Homes are getting smart. We've created the Nest Learning Thermostat and Nest Cam security cameras. Intelligent technology in your home you can control with your phone. Become your customer's smart home provider and help grow your business with Nest Pro at nest.com/EU/pro.
Left the list of tools you need somewhere on site? Don't worry, with the new Screwfix app, we've got you covered. Build and save shopping lists on your phone, check stock and order online, or even from your local store. Download the new Screwfix app now for Apple and Android. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Tonight, the £24.5 million Lotto jackpot must be won.
If I win on Lotto, I would buy a round-the-world trip for my mum. Haven't really had a dad, so mum's been mum and dad. Father's Day, mum gets a card. Mother's Day, mum gets a card. Hello, mama.
Someone must win tonight, so don't miss out. Lotto, who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, controversial benefit reforms won't be paused. Real-time wages fall again. And a writer says she'd still work with Weinstein.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister has again rejected calls to pause the rollout of universal credit. It comes just hours after ministers relented to pressure and scrapped controversial charges of up to 55p a minute to call a helpline. Labour's calling for changes to the benefit reforms, as some people are waiting 6 weeks before they receive any money. But Theresa May insists it is a better system.
It is a system that is working because more people are getting into work. And pausing universal credit won't help those people who will be helped by going to universal credit, getting into the workplace and bringing home more pay for their families.
New figures show for the last 6 months, British workers have been affected by a drop in real-term wages. Earnings rose by just over 2% in the 3 months to August. That's well below the cost of living. Two people have been arrested on suspicion of neglect at a privately run care home in Northamptonshire. There are claims current and past residents of Latimer Grange care home in Burton Latimer were subject to criminal offences. There's a warning that super strength cannabis is leading to a dramatic increase in mental health problems. More than 50 samples bought on the street and tested by research has been found to contain high levels of the psychoactive chemical THC. Campaigners are calling for the drug to be legalised to minimise the harmful effects. Drug support worker Sunny Dadley says it's far too easy for young people to get hold of.
It's probably as available as buying a bottle of milk, let's be honest, within society. So I think, you know, we need to do much more in terms of raising awareness, so that at least we can inform people about the potential dangers and harms that are associated with it.
And a writer on Grey's Anatomy claims she wouldn't have a career in Hollywood if she hadn't worked with people whose behaviour she found reprehensible. Krista Vernoff says while she hasn't done any projects with Harvey Weinstein, claims of sexual harassment wouldn't have put her off. The filmmaker is facing dozens of allegations, many of which he denies.
Many of which...
He denies any claims of non-consensual sex.
That's right. Some of the, and the rest of them, he's sort of gone, yeah. Is that the implication? You're not allowed to comment, right? Okay. Just checking. So, hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
How are you?
All right,
said that in a
you?
Very sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Sort of... dejected?
Yeah,
why? What's up?
I mean...
Anything we can help with?
No.
You could get in a bath.
Where would I get in a bath?
Because according to MP Tim Loughton, East Worthing, he said if you're a little bit stressed, the thing to do is to have an hour's bath before you do anything else in the morning. He's got time, it turns out, to do that.
I do, because I don't start work till midday.
Do you have a bath every day like Tim Loughton?
No, I never have a bath. I get bored.
Right.
I like a shower, though.
Ah, he says that that is the worst cause of stress ever.
Showers are stressful.
That's what he says.
Why?
Well, we'll be getting to the bottom, no pun intended, of this on the show today. Because we think, the question is, you know, is a bath better for you in stress terms? But if you haven't got time, then surely you're thinking about, I've got to get out of this because I've got to go and do a thing. So, we're into. Did you know there's a parliamentary committee on mindfulness?
I mean, that doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't surprise me either. But there is one, and we're going to be talking about it, because it's all part of that.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm just trying to help. If you're a little bit dejected there, I was just going to suggest you could make like an MP and relax.
Okay, well, if you're saying it's all right, I will go home and have a bath and just not come back today.
I'm saying that's fine, but I'm not in charge.
Oh.
You know, but I as far as I'm concerned, it's fine. You might want to run it past the boss.
I mean, do I have to?
I mean, there isn't really one at the moment, I know, but whoever it is, you have to run it past.
I think Denny would take objection to that.
All right, run it past Denny, the news editor, and see what he says.
Okay.
Anyway, Victoria, thank you.
I've got to do the weather.
I know you're Talk Radio National Weather. I've got to do the weather.
You've
got the weather.
Yeah, I do.
Victoria's here with the weather.
Thanks, John. Murky and damp in the south, brighter in the north.
It's unfortunate. She's getting a bath. What? What's it like?
Brighter in the north with lighter winds, highs of 17 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria. And now here's...
Dibble.
With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Manchester United midfielder Ashley Young has warned his teammates to beware the wounded animal when they play Benfica of Portugal tonight. United have 2 wins from 2 in Europe this season, but their opponents still haven't got a point.
Obviously, they haven't got off to such a good start in Champions League, but you know, when Man United turn up, it's going to be a different story. And No, Phil, it's going to be a tough game.
United's trip to Benfica is live on our sister station Talk Sports. Tonight, kickoff is at 7.45. Ireland will play Australia over three rugby union tests for the first time next summer. Joe Schmidt's side will travel for a series in Brisbane, Melbourne and Sydney. Ireland have won the last two matches they've played against the Wallabies, both in Dublin. And Britain's Heather Watson has reached the quarterfinals of the Luxembourg Open. The world number 81 beat third seed Annette Kontaveit of Estonia in straight sets, 6-4, 6-4. If Naomi Brody's to join her in the next round, she'll have to beat former Wimbledon runner-up Sabine Lazicki. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much indeed. Dibble there with the pre-recorded sports, and Victoria with what can only be described as the news. Now, Wednesday afternoon, we've got a programme. We might as well just get on with it.
Talk Radio. Tonight, the £24.5 million Lotto jackpot must be won.
If I win on Lotto, I would buy a round-the-world trip for my mum. Haven't really had a dad, so mum's been mum and dad. Father's Day, mum gets a card. Mother's Day, mum gets a card. Hello, my mum.
Someone must win tonight, so don't miss out. Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on The John Holmes Show.
Theresa May went for dinner in Brussels with Thingy Barnier, Michael Steele, even though it was a girl.
Could you at least give me a bottle of wine to go home with?
Crime Watch is being axed. It's where did you first hear this news?
It was a quiet night last week.
Right.
I don't know much about Christmas because I'm Jewish.
Jewish, yeah. Yeah. The cult of Jason Isaac.
I remember it being darker earlier.
Delays due to a virtual signalling failure just outside Safe Space.
Kind of Klingon for I Love Mark and Simon's podcast.
you don't understand why whales are more intelligent.
How long do I have to keep listening to this bullshit?
We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a
ball. Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
Well, a very good afternoon to you. You are listening to Talk Radio and I am John Holmes. Welcome along. Welcome to you. Welcome. Now, of course, you'll know that when one attempts work, when one goes out into the world, it can, of course, despite one's best efforts, appear futile. What are we but ants fighting against the futility of existence? Paraphrasing my words, of course, but I'm paraphrasing words from the new winner of the Man Booker Prize. The Man Booker Prize, the winner, George Saunders, who won the Man Booker Prize last night, you'll know this, I'm sure, for his novel Lincoln in the Bardo. And I'll be fair, I do feel a certain affinity with that, the message, or part of the message of the book about the futility of it all. As probably we all do, don't we, on a daily basis. I mean, what's the point? Really? I mean, you come in, you know, you look round, don't you? You just go, oh. What's the point? I mean, here we are. Labouring away, day in, day out. Bringing you unique coverage of the news. Features, interviews that we put a lot of work into. Admittedly pointless quizzes, but deftly honed satirical takes on current world events. Japanese poetry. It all takes work, you know. It all takes a lot of preparation. It takes a team behind the scenes. And you sort of go, what's the point? And on Virgin Radio, right, the new breakfast presenter, Sam and Amy... I've just been asking you if you've got a new haircut. That's it. Or whether or not Sam from Sam and Amy looks a bit like Chris Martin. That's what they've got. That's what what they're doing. That's what they've been doing all week. I bet they get paid more as well. And they've probably got more listeners, haven't they? I mean, what is the point, eh? I'm with the Booker Prize winner. Anyway, hello, welcome along. There is some good news, though. I should tell you the good news. Since the show started 11 minutes ago, we have foiled 8 teraplots. Yeah, go on, everybody. Well, congratulations, everyone. Well done, everybody. Well done. We are very happy on this programme to do our bit to help out MI5. In the news today, you've seen this. The boss of MI5 has said that they are under intense pressure there. So we thought we'd lend them a hand this afternoon. It's like we're just doing our bit again, really. Just lend them a... Oh, 9 now. 9. Oh, we foiled 9 now.
Yeah.
Just foiled another terraplot as we were speaking just
nice
then.
Nice work, Victoria.
Very good, Victoria, there. See, I tell you what, I bet Virgin Radio aren't helping MI5 foil some terraplots, are they? No, they're not. No, they are not. No. Sam and Amy this morning, too busy asking their listeners what the best way is to peel a banana. Too busy doing that rather than help MI5 like we're doing. We're committed. We're here for you. We're here for the nation. Oh, 10 now. Well done, Victoria. Aww. Just as I was talking there. Thanks. Foiled another one.
On a roll.
Yeah. So, welcome along. It is Talk Radio. It is the afternoons. It's between 1 and 4. And look at what we've got for you today. Headline hijack is on the way. You know how it works. You know how it works. All you have to do is make up a news story using a couple of sentences or a paragraph. That's all you need to do. Very simple. And get it to us, and you could find very well that your made-up news story is in the bulletin at 2 o'clock, masquerading as truth, as broadcast to the nation. By this mouth.
This mouth.
It belongs to Victoria. And it will say your lie as actual news as we mess with editorial, even though we're not really allowed to. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. We will, of course, be going through the papers for you in this hour as well. We call it the Diversity Paper Review. It's where a different diversity each day, because that's a current thing, goes through the newspapers, making us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. Today we welcome back Marta, who is, of course, a European migrant. There's work experience punditry on the way as well as our work experience. Reese is in today, rounding up a week's worth of hipster nonsense. That pop-up stuff that pops up. And if it pops up out there, it'll pop up in here in work experience punditry. We don't want to leave our work experience doing the photocopying. No, we say. Give them real-world experience. Put them in front of the microphone on the radio. The bonus is, of course, that we don't have to pay them. There's the big debate at 3. All the current affairs analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus. All your reactions. If you've got a reaction, why not get in touch with the programme? 03444991000, or you can send us a message to this 87222 number.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
All right. We will be helping another Kickstarter project. Somebody with a hope and a dream. Turn that dream into a reality via the radio. By talking to them about their crowdsourced, idea, really. So we kick a Kickstarter up the arse today on the programme. We'd like to do that. Again, it's our bit to help. And we bring you not one, but two hot guests for Hot Guest Action. Both of them are PR exercises dressed up as an interview. We bring you two comedians. Number one, we bring you... Jason Manford. Number two, we bring you Mark Watson. Plus, have you got a new haircut and how do you peel a banana? 87222.
Start your message with banana.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with haircut.
Okay. Chloe's assistant producing today. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
She's also doing the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Are you getting paid twice?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no. Victoria's on the news.
I am, and you didn't notice my haircut.
Your haircut's lovely. You had a haircut.
I had it done at the weekend. No one noticed.
Oh, well, text in about it. Text Sam and Amy. And Cornelius is here.
Happy anti-slavery day, John.
Is it?
Yeah, hashtag anti-slavery day.
I had no idea.
What? Well,
but hang on, I'm anti-slavery every day. I don't think it's fair to be anti-slavery for just one day. I think that's wrong. I say now on national radio that being anti-slavery for just 24 hours out of 365 days a year is wrong. We should be anti-slavery all the time, not just for a day. There, I've said it. Hashtag that.
There's always one who ruins it, isn't there?
Now. Yeah.
Every year.
Now, we are going to get into today's big story. We're going to be doing it with a song. See if you can figure out the big story from the clues in this. Is T-L.
Is that the police outside?
See what?
I can hear their sirens. Oh, it's the song, sorry.
But why are we playing it on talk radio to link to today's big story?
Oh, they're back. No, it's the song again.
That is what you're trying to figure out.
Finally.
It's Waterfalls by TLC, but how does it link to today's big story? Cornelius has been trying to work it out. Yeah. I know you have at home, but no one's got it right. Cornelius, go on.
John, you know what the world needs? Specifically, the people of England and the rest of the UK.
A Brexit deal?
No, some tender love and care.
Oh.
Some TLC.
Yeah, that's
and there's only one way to do it.
Yeah.
By some universal credit.
Oh, because of Theresa May.
And having a helpline charged, scrapped around it.
Yeah.
That's TLC to me.
Well, it's not that, so carry on.
Is it people who are going to the dentist are going to be fined £100?
Oh, because of the checks on whether they're certain, definitely NHS dentists or not?
I don't know, I've just read the headline.
Okay. No, it's not. Do you want me to tell you?
Yes, please.
It's this story. It is, of course, that the MP, Tim Lowton, has come out and said that he does not start his day without an hour-long bath and that this is a way to relieve stress. Showers, he says, are too stressful. He says that a bath for an hour to think about things is the only way forward for MPs and, indeed, by implication, anyone else. He's from something called the Cross-Party Parliamentary Mindfulness Committee. And that's a real thing. So we're going to be talking about this, of course. Should he be out there dealing with meetings, parliamentary things, constituents and so on and so forth? Or should he be loofering himself with a rubber duck? You decide. I don't know. What do you want your MP to be doing? Languishing in their own dirty water? Or sorting out your planning application? I don't know. Anyway, we're going to be talking about this next on Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's today's big story.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Genius scientists, game-changing treatments, fearless fundraisers.
I'm Ian Lee, and it's game on as we fire up our consoles for Stand Up to Cancer. Why not get involved? From sporting sims to puzzling platformers, test your electronic entertainment endurance in a marathon gaming challenge to help level up loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Play games, raise cash, take cancer out.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
So I get free Love2Shop vouchers in this half a million giveaway?
That's right. For every 20 litres of selected Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade paints you buy,
yeah,
you'll get a £10 Love2Shop voucher to spend at over 20,000 stores and online.
Oh, nice.
So, are you off to do that hallway on Hill Street?
Yeah, I am, but only after I've had a look online at what I can spend my vouchers on.
Don't miss the Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade half a million giveaway. In store now until October the 31st. T's and C's apply. See online at halfamilliongiveaway.co.uk or in participating stores for details.
As the nights draw in, keep the sun shining on the inside. With Sunvit D3. Lack of sun during the winter months can affect some people's vitamin D status. So supplement with the Sunvit D3 range to help keep your body in balance. Selected Sunvit D3 products are certified by Informed Sport, Informed Choice and the Vegetarian Society. And vitamin D contributes to the normal function of the immune system. For details and to order, visit sunvitd3.co.uk.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans. And it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster! Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK. From all the leading brands, all with 6 months warranty and AA cover. Like these 2015 Ford Transit Customs from under £10,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
We love home. From those wooden floorboards we sanded down to the chrome fixtures and fittings that took ages to find. But if you're in the trade, you know there's more to home than just plumbing, electrics or a lick of paint. Homes are getting smart. We've created the Nest Learning Thermostat and Nest Cam security cameras. Intelligent technology in your home you can control with your phone. Become your customer's smart home provider and help grow your business with Nest Pro at nest.com/eu/pro.
Hi, you've reached Tom's voicemail. I can't come to the phone because Season 8 of Fox's The Walking Dead is about to stream on Now TV. I've been looking forward to this and I'm not missing it. So, leave a message. Although the Now TV Entertainment Pass does have over 250 box sets to watch. So maybe, don't call me, I'll call you.
To get your 14-day free trial of the latest shows, including The Walking Dead, search Now TV. 18 plus, new customers only, pass auto renews at £7.99 a month unless cancelled.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The London bound M3 is still closed, junctions 3 to 2, approaching the M25 for ongoing accident investigation work. An accident is causing queues on the clockwise M25 between 24 and 25 near Enfield. There's delays into Manchester on the A57 through Mottram in Longdale. That's because of an ongoing police incident near the Gun Inn traffic lights. Conway's westbound A55 is still slow, only one lane open 20 to 19 because of an accident there. And an accident on the A12 West Link into Belfast is causing eastbound delays around Mulhouse Road. I'm Joanna Adams.
There'll be people getting together all over town with this great value offer from the Co-op. 3 for 2 on Co-op irresistible pizzas and garlic bread. Ah, see what I mean? It's another deal for you from the Co-op. Cheapest item free, varieties of stock, subject to availability. See participating stores for details.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Well, yes, we will. Good afternoon. It's 24 minutes past the time, and we are getting you talking about today's big story. How does an MP begin work? Well, if you're anything like me, you'd imagine them shuffling through important papers, maybe organising a few important meetings with constituents, possibly arranging other important meetings with important government departments about important government things later in the day. Well, no. As it turns out, what they do is have a bath for an hour before they do anything. Tim Loughton, he's the Tory MP for East Worthing. He has said he spends an hour in the bath every morning just thinking about things. It's a shame he's actually not the MP for Bath, isn't it? Because imagine how relaxed he'd be then. He says, and this is a quote, that a shower is one of the greatest causes of stress. Which is, of course, absolutely true, especially if you're an actress in Harvey Weinstein's hotel suite. But Tim has been speaking out at a conference about how meditation and so on can improve the way politicians operate. I mean, actually, maybe that does sound entirely plausible. He is, after all, the co-chairman of the all-party parliamentary group on mindfulness. That is an actual thing, by the way. And he says a bath is a gym for the mind. So, should we all be in the bath? Let us ask the Labour MP for Poplar and Limehouse, Jim Fitzpatrick, who is also on the Parliamentary Mindfulness Committee. Good afternoon, Jim.
Hello, John.
So how important, then, this is... I feel that Tim has sort of given a little Mindfulness Committee secret away here.
Well, I'm not quite sure about that. I can't believe that those many colleagues have got the luxury of spending an hour in the bath at the beginning of a day. He obviously hasn't. If it works for him, then absolutely fine. But it's not how, certainly not how I operate.
No, and how do you operate in the morning, Jim, if you don't mind me asking the personal question of your routine in the morning?
Usually up about 5:45, on the DLR about 6:20 in my office for 7, emails for half an hour, then go to the tea room to look at the morning papers, have a cup of tea, and then get the day fully underway by 8:00. So there's no hour bath time for me.
No.
And I think to a certain extent, this is it's basically having a bit of fun at the expense of mindfulness, which works for a lot of people, from school kids to professionals. And Tim's hour-long bath is undermining the whole aspect of meditation and stress busting and however people do it.
Yeah, do you think he sort of shared too much then? Do you think we shouldn't have had that information from him?
Well, I don't think he's done mindfulness any favours, because if people think that it takes an hour a day, then there's not many people in work who've got an hour that they can set aside to pamper themselves and to sit and bike relax. Most people who do mindfulness, it's 10 or 15 minutes just locking yourself away, not thinking about anything, turning off the phone, making sure the email beep isn't going, and just relaxing. I mean, I use the work piece, which is on Audible from Mark Williams and Danny Perlman on mindfulness.
Right.
And it's a regime that you get talked through, and it's very relaxing.
And tell me about the All-Parliamentary Committee and the work of that committee then. Is this, because I'll be honest with you, it's the first time I'd heard of such a committee.
When did
it start, and how, what's the sort of, what's the plan?
Well, not a lot of people. More and more people are hearing about mindfulness because it's becoming a kind of mainstream stress buster regime. It's not complicated. The all-party group was started some years ago. Chris Raine, Welsh MP, is our honorary president. There's a guy called Chris Cullen, who's a professor at the University of Oxford Mindfulness Centre. He came down when the group started, and there was about a dozen of us who were the pilot. And there's an hour session most weeks that MPs can go to if they choose to. And as a collective, just sit down and talk through different regimes and different ways of de-stressing.
Do you do colouring in? Because that's a mindfulness thing as well, isn't it? The adult colouring book thing.
Well, it's not something... No, it's not something I've heard about, let alone done. My experience was to... it was when I had neurosurgery, I was... I suffer from a condition called trigeminal neuralgia, and it causes me great pain. I was using it as to deal with my pain, and it helped, and that's why I still do it. But I don't go to the meetings any longer. It's just something that personally works for me and works for lots of people.
It does. Well, that's absolutely true. It's, and obviously what works for Tim, and that's fair enough, isn't it, is having the time. I mean, he might get up early, Jim. We don't know. He might be up at four. We don't know.
If a Tory MP spending 7 hours in the bath every week, that's 7 hours less than being Tory MP. So that works for Labour as well.
Good. But by the time you've done your emails, of course, and got your office, as you were just telling us about, I think, basically, at that point, Tim's just about, you know, rubbing a loofah around his parts. That's what we're dealing with here.
That's what I'm saying. Tory productivity is down by 1/24 at least. And in that instance, that can't be a bad thing.
Now we know why. Perhaps they should have their Brexit meetings rather than over dinner, Jim. In Brussels there, as Theresa May was doing. Maybe they should just sit in a hot tub or something. Organise that'd be.
They've got real problems with that, and they certainly need all the help that they can get with the negotiations. This is very much a personal regime. It's operated by everything from school pupils, students, right the way through to professionals. And it's very simply just taking some time out of the day and thinking about yourself, thinking about life, and getting away from the pressures and stresses of West Ham United not performing as well as they should be, or whatever it is that causes you grief in life.
But not an hour in the bath every day, then?
Well, I think that's a bit of tongue-in-cheek. I can't believe Tim Loughton spends an hour in the bath every morning.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Having a laugh.
Julia Hartley Brewer really told me he smells very nice, and I left it at that. That's all I know.
Well, that would explain it, and maybe a question should be asked about Julia Hartley Brewer, how close she's getting to Tim Loughton these days.
That's a scandal we don't need to uncover right now. Jim, thank you very much for joining us.
Cheers, John.
Pleasure to talk to Jim Fitzpatrick there, Labour MP for Poplar and Limehouse. Now, after the news with Victoria, we have sent Cornelius, right, to see if this works. Cornelius, very quickly, I think he's on the phone now. Cornelius, are you there?
Yes, hello, John.
Hi. Now, there is a bathroom here at Talk Radio. Cornelius has just gone to it. Cornelius, we're going to talk to you in the main after the news, but I want you to, run yourself a relaxing bath, if you will. And I want to talk to you from you in the bath. Here at Talk Radio, just to see if it kind of works. Next, is that how, if you can?
Yeah, all good.
All right, he's in the bathroom now. Okay. Well, we'll talk about that afterwards. Victoria, though, looking relaxed at 1:32, is here with the very latest news.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May says it's right to make a helpline free for people with universal credit issues. It's been announced a week after the Labour leader suggested it in the Commons. Jeremy Corbyn is still putting up pressure on the Prime Minister, though, to stop the rollout of the system.
There is a very long list of people urging the Prime Minister to pause universal credit, including the Citizens Advice Bureau, the Trussell Trust, John Major, and I understand two dozen of our own backbenchers. Well, they've got a chance this afternoon. They can vote to pause universal credit and show that they are representing their constituents.
Unemployment has fallen to a 12-year low, but the cost of living is still rising faster than wages. Average earnings increased by 2.2% in the year to August. Donald Trump says claims he told a dead soldier's widow that her husband knew what he was signing up for are totally fabricated. A Democratic congresswoman says he made the comments in a call to the wife of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson, who was killed last week. Police are hunting a potential serial child sex attacker suspected of targeting victims as young as 11. They're connecting at least 9 attacks, which took place in the boroughs of Greenwich and Lewisham in southeast London. And Sir Lenny Henry says tax breaks are needed to increase diversity in telly. He says it would help boost the number of people from black, Asian and minority ethnic backgrounds in the sector. The weather murky and damp in southern areas, brighter in the north with lighter winds, highs of 17 degrees. There's more news in just under half an hour.
Sir Lenny Henry needs to listen to this programme more often because, as you know, Victoria, we are, what are we? The most diverse programme in broadcasting.
Well, I mean, I take objection to this because all of your regular members of staff are pretty much white, middle class.
I admit they are, but I'm not the employer here, so I'm not at fault. Right, however, I try to do my bit by bringing the diversity into the programme.
So a token gesture, though?
Yes,
which is that not offensive?
Well, is it offensive or is it more offensive not to even do that?
Okay.
You know, I mean, I could get a white, male, privileged man in to review the papers, or I could each day bring a different diversity, which I do, as you know.
Yes.
And that's me doing my bit. It's only a little bit, but it's a step on, isn't it? And if we all do it, then it's a better world.
Do you know what? I would be really interested to hear Sir Lenny Henry's response to your...
If Sir Lenny wants to come on the programme, I'm more than
maybe
happy...
Maybe you should ask him.
I already have.
Okay.
To debate it with him. But in fact, out of all the programmes on this station, we are the most diverse. That is true.
Actually, no, that's a lie, because Badass Women's Hour, they won a Diversity in Media Award.
Yeah, we were up for
that. No, you weren't.
We were, and we didn't get it. Now, we were, but they got it.
Because they're more diverse.
Because admittedly, the presenters are diverse.
Yeah, which is...
And they're badass, which we are not. And I can't compete with, my bottom's all right. You know, it's...
Well, no one wants to know about your bottom. Well, please stop talking about it and get on with the show.
All right, then. Thanks, Victoria. Mm-hmm. Good. Anyway, the Diversity Paper Review is on the way. Today we welcome a European migrant into the studio to review the papers, thus box-ticking our way through that. How do you like that, Sir Len? And, of course, we've got Headline Hijack on the way, and what's more, Cornelius is having a bath. Find out next.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
You know, sometimes they say opposites attract. Well, I'm from the south, and you, Carol?
I'm from the north, obviously.
You're blonde, and I'm kind of mousy-coloured.
You've hardly got any left.
And you're quite loud, and I'm very shy and retiring, which is why I think we go so well together on the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross.
And Carol Malone.
Join us tomorrow morning. Better call Paul and phone Malone from 6. Be there.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK. Online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So if you were listening just before the news, you will know that MP Tim Loughton, he's the MP, the Tory MP, for East Worthing, no less, has said that he takes an hour in the bath every morning just to feel a bit relaxed, to think about things, to get him in the mood for the day. Jim Fitzpatrick there, Labour MP for Poplar and Limehouse, on the same committee, the All-Parliamentary Mindfulness Committee, and that is a thing, so that he doesn't have time to spend an hour in the bath. So we're working out whether or not it is relaxing. Cornelius, we have a bathroom here at Talk Radio, of course. It's for people who cycle in or whatever they might do. Cornelius is in there now on the phone. Hello, Cornelius.
Hello, John.
Hi there. So talk us through the bathroom, if you would.
Well, it's just the toilet here. There's a toilet, a bin, and the sink, which I'm currently doing my bits in.
What?
Because there's no bath.
Sorry, hang on. So, right. So the room with the shower and the bath and all that stuff downstairs. You didn't go down. That was someone was in there, I presume.
Yeah, it's busy. Someone, I think Alan Brazil was in there.
Right, trying to scrub off the stench. All right. Well. Okay. So okay, that's fair enough though, because I guess it's the sensation of warm water that's relaxing. Now you are at the moment.
Well, I find washing myself in a sink more relaxing than the bath anyway.
Right, in what sense?
I don't know, it just relaxes me more. I do it for an hour every morning, just before the show, between 12 and 1.
Yep.
I come into the bathroom here, I light up some candles, put some light music on.
That's nice.
You know, maybe a large glass of red, and I'll just, you know, wash my genitals.
In the sink?
In the sink, yeah.
Are they in there now?
Yes.
Is it relaxing?
Very much.
Do you feel mindful?
John, I've never been so zen.
Just hold the phone down so we can hear a little splashing around there.
It does sound
relaxing. Yes, I might pop down and join you for that. It seems to be. Relaxing. Okay. Well, look. You know, towel yourself off.
Okay.
That's towel, and come back up here to the studio because you know we've got some work to do now. And I'm glad you're relaxed. I'm glad it works. Tim Loughton MP is correct. Thank you, Cornelius, washing his junk in a sink. Now, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. We've got a diversity paper review on the way.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, buy two or more Meyer or Minerva solid surface kitchen worktops and receive a 430-watt dual-base random orbit sander free. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Darling, what's wrong?
I missed a call. It was that big order. And when I called back, he'd already gone with another supplier.
Why? Why didn't we have e-receptionist answering and directing our calls?
Avoid the horror of the missed call from just 30p a day with e-receptionist. Visit ereceptionist.co.uk for your free 30-day trial.
Free trial must be cancelled within 30 days to avoid fees.
Calling all units. Reports coming in of Sky's gripping new cop drama, Tin Star, epic Game of Thrones and loads more shows, all with Sky TV from £20 a month. Sky TV and Sky Q, the next generation box, have been sighted in the vicinity. Witnesses report watching wirelessly all round the home for just £12 extra a month. Unit should respond immediately and search Sky Q to join or recontract. Sky. Believe in better.
£20 standard setup, new 18-month TV contract requires Sky Q multi-screen. Sky Q kit loaned at no cost. Upfront payment required. Terms apply.
Where do you charge an electric car?
How quickly can I do it?
How far can you go on one charge?
How much can I save?
Can I charge it at home?
Do I need a house with a drive?
Can you get an electric shock off them?
If I plug in my mobile phone, will the car's battery run out?
Can they go in car washes?
Got questions about owning an electric car? Get the answers at GoUltraLow.com.
From office equipment to fuel. What if the everyday things you buy for your business could add up to something a bit more rewarding? With the American Express Gold Business Card, you can earn membership rewards points on your business spend and use them for office supplies, restaurants, or even flights. Join now and get 20,000 bonus points when you spend £3,000 in the first 3 months. Plus your first year's annual card fee is on us, saving you £125. Search Amex Gold Business to apply. Welcome offer subject to card membership approval. For a card with no annual fee, rewards, or other features, an alternative is available. See website for terms.
There's no need to scream and shout if your plumbing's gone right up the spout.
There's a local hero for that.
If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark.
There's a local hero for that. Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains, or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. Localheroes.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Surrey weather, London Band M3 remains closed from 3 at Lightwater to 2 at the M25 for accident investigation work. Keys are back to Camberley. You should follow the solid diamond diversion symbol. The M25 still slow after early clockwise problems with queues from 24 to 25, Potters Bar through to Enfield. Still busy for the A57 through Mottram in Longendale to the east of Manchester. This is because of an incident near the Gun Inn traffic lights and delays for Conway's A55 westbound 20 to 19. One lane is still closed at the scene of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
There'll be people getting together all over town with this great value offer from the Co-op. 3 for £2 on Co-op irresistible pizzas and garlic bread. Ah, see what I mean? It's another deal for you from the Co-op. Cheapest item free, varieties of stock, subject to availability. See participating stores for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And that actually happened, Marta. Right now, it's coming up to 2 things on the way, minutes. And before we talk to Marta, of course, to go through the newspapers, well, there's the small matter of the stories of the day. The Universal Credit rollout, that was the main subject of Prime Minister's questions this afternoon. This is the new system merging 6 benefits into 1. Also, the big question of the cost to phone the helpline has been all over the news. 55 pence a minute or something. 55 pence a minute!
To do what?
Phone the Universal Credit Helpline. You can get through to us cheaper than that.
Oh, yeah.
We'll help you.
We're only your standard network rate. We'll get you talking.
Exactly. And if you've got Universal Credit issues, why not call us instead?
Mm.
And we'll help you out with it. I mean, we don't really know what it is, but we'll give it our best shot.
We will give it all away right now.
0344... 499-1000 for the new Universal Credit
rate
number. That's the standard network rate. Chloe will be answering the phones and giving you all the advice. Anyway, that's in the news. There's also, of course, Well, other things in the news. Have you seen the papers today? MI5 say there's more intense terror threat than there's ever been in the current boss, Andrew Parker, he's the boss of MI5, than in his 34 years with MI5. They've foiled many attempts in the past year. So that's in the news today. It's all over the papers, of course. And more Harvey Weinstein.
Weinstein.
Hashtag Me Too is the viral trending hashtag, with all people talking about, and rightly so, calling out people in various industries who they've been and felt sexually harassed by. And that's gathering pace. So there's a lot more people coming out with stories, not just about Weinstein, but other directors and producers, not quite named yet, and more movie. I'm pretty sure it's on the way, and rightly so. We're seeing a bit of a sea change there. Anyway, what I'm saying is the news is getting very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, we're here to help. Of course we are. That's what we do. And we take the news and we analyse it using Japanese poetry. Short form oriental verse cuts through the BS and gets straight to the heart of the matter. It's the news in haikus.
Big communist meeting in China. It's like glass toe without the drugs.
The news in haikus. So to the newspapers. Yes, the day's newspapers. What do they hold? What information do they impart? Well, there's only one way to find out. Actually, there's two ways to find out. Three ways. One is buy them all yourself. Two is borrow them all. Actually, four ways. The third way is to look at them all in the newsagents / garage. Or four, why not tune into Talk Radio while we tell you what's in them with a diversity. Now, we were talking about this earlier in the news today. Sir Lenny Henry has said, still banging on, his particular beef is with diversity in the media, fair enough. There is work to do. We do our part each and every day by getting a different diversity onto the radio to talk us through the newspapers. We call it the Diversity Paper Review. Today we welcome a European migrant. Hello, Marta.
Hola.
Hola. Patatas
bravas.
Patatas bravas. Patatas bravas. So what are you starting with today?
Today we are starting with our Anti-Slavery Day, just today.
Happy Anti-Slavery Day.
Can I mention this earlier, but I'm going to say it again.
Okay.
I think that's an outrage that we have this.
Why?
Right? Yeah. It's wrong to have this day.
Why?
Because, yeah, do explain.
Because I am anti-slavery every day, Marta,
exactly.
And I don't need just one day. I think it's wrong to be anti-slavery for just a day, and I think we should all be anti-slavery 365 or 366 in a leap year, days per year. Not just for one day. So I think this is a backward step.
I've seen your calendar. You've written it in every day, haven't
every day,
you?
Every day, I remind myself that I am anti-slavery, and that's correct. Every single day, not just one measly day.
I get your point and I agree with it.
Thank
but
you.
I think it's also very good that at least one day a year, we lead the news agenda with Anti-Slavery Day.
Oh, that's fine. It's my personal agenda, but if you want to lead the news agenda with it, then that's fine. Carry on.
Well, I mean, we know that you lead the news agenda.
Thank you.
John. I was about to call you Tom. I don't know why.
Okay, weird. All right.
But, today's Anti-Slavery Day, and it's been marked across all of the UK. Theresa May has been talking about it. Theresa May, you remember her because she's still a Prime Minister,
that's right, yes.
Yeah, she's still there. Nobody knows for how long. Mm. It's all about raising awareness of modern slavery, which is crimes like human trafficking, sexual abuse, workplace exploitation.
Is this modern slavery or all slavery ever, specifically?
I think it's just a modern one, because I think the aim is to tackle what's happening nowadays, raise awareness, get people to, if they spot something that doesn't seem quite right, to basically call Crime Stoppers or call the police and say, hello, I think
this is going
wrong
on
here.
So it's a raise awareness. Okay,
yeah,
fair enough.
It's to raise awareness and to get people, to get them conscious that it's still going on, even though we don't talk about it every day. Yeah. You're right. We should be
so
talking about
it. So if I phone Crime Stoppers and say something like, hi, Crime Stoppers, I'm not sure, but I'm fairly, I'd say 98%.
Yeah.
Convinced that this entire nation's fortunes and standing in the world is built on the slave trade, then that's me technically reporting a crime, isn't it?
It is. I think you might have to provide some arguments why
that happens. Well, history would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could show them like a history book or something.
Do we do this in this country?
Talk about the, you know, the trade.
Mm-hmm. I think you might be able to do that, but anyway.
The shame, and where they go.
And the shame of it all. Mm?
And where they go.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Selco, yeah.
Was that a joke? Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry. Right. Didn't get that.
I mean, slavery's not a joke, Martin. Carry
yeah,
on.
It's not at all. No. So, Anti-Slavery Day. Theresa May has said that modern slavery destroys the lives of some of the most vulnerable people in our society, and it's an affront to our values, decency and kindness.
She's absolutely right.
She is absolutely right, and I don't usually agree with
For
her,
once,
but, you know,
say.
Today...
yeah. There she is, going after the popular vote again.
Yeah.
So this is all trending on Twitter today.
Yeah.
It's a very strong story. So all I would say is, guys, if you spot something, report it, because this is happening every single day, not only in the UK, but throughout the world, and, you know, it's worth keeping in mind every single day.
Very good. Thank you, Marta. Where next in the newspapers?
Well, we're going to The Sun. I've got to say, I haven't had time to look at much of the papers, so I thought, which is the one that has all the different kinds of stories and, you know...
It's the go-to, isn't it, The Sun?
Yeah, it's the go-to.
It's got the news, but it's got the entertainment and the sport.
Exactly. It's got everything. Naked ladies as well.
I think they've stopped
that. No, they've stopped
that. But it's got everything. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's very much my Bible. I don't know how you call it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the same as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so same.
So what else?
So there's a Tory MP called Douglas Ross.
Yes.
Tonight, he's going to miss a vote on Universal Credit, which is also a strong story in the papers today, Universal Credit, because we're talking about it.
Yep.
So he's missing a vote tonight, and you'll be wondering... But why?
Well, yeah, but why, Marta?
Exactly.
Why would he be missing the important vote on Universal Credit?
Well, he's going to be in Barcelona tonight.
Oh.
You would think he might be there because of the Catalonia crisis.
Yeah.
Mm.
He's working at a football game. He's...
What, is he a steward as well?
No.
Is he a mascot?
He runs the line on
he's
the
a linesman.
Game. He's a linesman man.
Wow.
So
what a life.
Going to be, I know, right?
So he's missing an important vote.
Yes, because he's going to be at the Champions League game that takes place tonight.
In a Champions League game?
Yes, Barcelona versus Olympiacos.
At the Nou Camp. Wow.
Is there criticism about this?
He's been criticised a few times because apparently last year he also, in November, he was criticised for missing a Holyrood committee to run the line at a Champions League match in Portugal. So apparently this is a recurring thing.
Mm.
But I'm saying, well...
This
you've
is
got,
cool.
You've got, you know, MPs. He's not the only MP to have a job on the side. I mean,
no, a lot of them do that. That's
exactly.
Fair, that's fair
and,
to say.
And you know, George Osborne.
And he's literally on the side as well, isn't he? He's on the side.
Exactly.
On the side. Got a job on the side
job.
Of the pitch.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, a side project.
Yeah.
So literally. He's been criticised a lot. But, you know, I think that, you know, if he's got to make ends meet and he needs a job
on
the side.
What are you saying, make ends meet? I mean, what's an MP get now? Is it £70,000 or £80,000 a year?
Is it? I'm not sure.
I think it is. And I don't think he's not going to a food bank or anything, is he?
No.
You know, so
you're right, but you've got many other MPs.
It's a hobby.
Yes.
And he's choosing it over his parliamentary duty. So I can see why there might be criticism for it. But at least he's not spending an hour in the bath every day like Tim Loughton.
Well, we don't know that.
Well, actually, he might do that as well. We don't know.
He might do that on the plane. He might have a private plane with a private bath and all the journey to Barcelona. He spends
MP's
it on the plane.
MP's expenses, eh?
I've always wanted to be a linesman.
Have you?
Really? Why?
Just the sheer idea of being able to upset so many people at one time just by waving a flag appeals to me too much.
Right. Would you be the linesman of a county?
Why?
Because of the song.
I don't know what you're on about.
Oh. I got that one.
Got
that one.
Yeah.
Hey. You don't get that, do you?
Google it.
No.
Google it.
Yeah.
Line of the county.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. So he's been criticised for that. Fair enough. All right,
yes.
Good.
But, you know, I've been looking at the story and apparently he's only missed a couple of votes before. So if he attends all of them, it's like skipping school, isn't it? Or like pulling a sick kid work. Like if you do that a couple of times a year, is it that bad?
Well.
Not that I do it, because I don't.
I mean, I suppose it's not what they call a crucial vote. Is it, in terms of...
It's a very important vote.
But it is an important vote, yeah.
Yeah. Right, okay. So I don't know.
All right.
Some people have their opinions on it. I just think it's not that bad, but anyway.
He wants to run up and down waving a flag, fair enough.
Exactly. He's going to have a lot of fun. Also, Barcelona is totally going to own that game, by the way.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course, you're from Barcelona. Right,
yes, I am, and I support Barcelona. But anyway, that's TalkSport Talk.
What are you saying?
One more story.
Yeah.
That's perfect, because I've got one more story. But it's Tree of the Sun. Victoria Beckham.
Yep.
She's made the headlines again.
What's she done now?
Well, she's been chewing coffee beans.
What?
What?
So, Victoria Beckham, she says that on a night out, instead of having a drink or a few drinks, instead of drinking alcohol, she chews on coffee beans.
Oh, no, she doesn't.
Oh, that's what she says.
Yeah, but she doesn't. Like, she may have done it once. She doesn't always do that.
Has she said why?
Yes. So, basically, she's also been known to sip tequila.
Sip tequila?
Yeah. So, instead of having a pint of beer, right, she will get a shot of tequila.
A pint of tequila.
And she'll sip it instead of having a shot. Right. She'll slowly sip it. And, you know, if that gets her through the night, that's fine. I don't care. But apparently, she's chewing coffee because that puts her mind away from drinking alcohol. That prevents the hangover in the morning, because she doesn't want to be hungover in the morning. And according to an expert in The Sun, the coffee beans are rich in antioxidants, so they might help against heart disease and cancer. They take the mind off alcohol, and they have obviously fewer calories than alcohol, but they are bitter, and caffeine can cause insomnia, raising pulse and anxiety, as well as acting as a laxative.
Yeah, well, I mean...
So I think we should be careful with that one. I don't think people should be encouraged to chew coffee beans crazy.
If you don't want to drink on a night out, just don't drink. Drink soft drinks.
I mean,
don't
my advice is like have a Diet Coke or something.
Yeah, yeah. You don't necessarily feel like you have to chew coffee beans.
Exactly. Also, like, They're not easy to chew, are they? They're like
I've never tried. Why would I chew a coffee?
Me neither.
A crunchy, horrible, bitter coffee taste rather than.
And does it leave your teeth looking brown? I don't know. I just don't see it.
And it makes you boo yourself. You just said as well. So that's
not
a great night out for Victoria, that is it.
Well, she seems to enjoy it, so each to their own.
Each to their own is right, Marta. Thank you very much for coming in. And reviewing the papers as today's diversity, and you are a...
Patatas bravas.
No.
Oh. A European migrant.
That's right, yes, there we go. Thank you very much. That's Marta there on the newspapers for us. Still to come on the programme. The big debate at 3 o'clock. We bring you guest action after two. Jason Manford, comedian and now... songster. Jason Manford will be joining us in the studio to talk about his new album, that's right, of show tunes. That's right. He's not the only guest we've got on today. Mark Watson also joining us on the program. It's very...
Double bubble.
Isn't it, though? Look at that. Let's say we don't spoil you on a Wednesday afternoon. Plus, we'll be helping a Kickstarter project by giving it a kick up the arse. If you've got a hope and a dream that you're trying to make into a reality via a crowdfunding website, get in touch with us, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And we'll also help out a work experience. Reese will be here today, and we're going to put Reese in front of the microphones to review a week's worth of hipster stuff. Pop-up hipster nonsense on the way. Headline hijack, though. That means a made-up news story in the forthcoming bulletin at 2 o'clock. Said to the nation by Victoria as though it were true. But it isn't true. It's been made up by...
Glenn.
Glenn is in...
Camber Sands.
Glenn in Camber Sands. You are today's headline hijacker. It's all on the way next. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results...
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Been checking out that new Sky One comedy Bounty Hunters. They've teamed up Jack Whitehall and Rosie Perez. Proper chalk and cheese. A book smart Cambridge student and a bounty hunter from Brooklyn. Well, when you're on the run from the police, terrorists and a drug cartel, you take any help you can get. Hunted One, Sky One. Bounty Hunters starts 25th October, 10 p.m.
Another one drives a duster.
Another one drives a duster.
Hey, why don't we get one too?
Another one drives a duster.
Get in on the action with the Dacia Duster SUV. And with the Dacia Scrappage Scheme, you can save up to £1,000 when you swap your old car for a brand new Dacia Duster. Order by the end of this year and register by 31st of January 2018. Dacia, you do the maths. Exclusions apply. Eligibility criteria apply. Participating dealers only. Visit dacia.co.uk/scrappage to find out more.
Money.
Unless you win the lottery.
Get lucky with a metal detector.
Or strike oil in your back garden!
It doesn't come for free, but at least it's protected for free. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money. Search FSCS Protected. For more information.
Tonight, the £24.5 million Lotto jackpot must be won.
If I win on Lotto, I would buy a round-the-world trip for my mum. Haven't really had a dad, so mum's been mum and dad. Father's Day, mum gets a card. Mother's Day, mum gets a card. Hello, my mum.
Someone must win tonight, so don't miss out. Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now. Pick up your free copy today in one of our 290 stores nationwide. Trade on.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At 1 minute past two. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, charges to benefit helpline scrapped. Trump offends war widow and jail for eBay con man.
Talk Radio.
The Labour leader says the government has finally bowed to pressure by scrapping charges for the Universal Credit Helpline. Jeremy Corbyn brought it up at Prime Minister's Questions a week ago, and today it's been made free. Theresa May says it's the right thing to do.
There's a lot of emphasis, a lot of publicity around universal credit at the moment. I want people to know that they can ring in, that they can get their advice, and that they can do that without being worried about it.
MPs are now debating the rollout of the controversial scheme, which combines lots of benefits into one payment. Unemployment has fallen to a 12-year low, but pay growth continues to fall behind the cost of living. Average earnings grew by just over 2% in the year till August. That's lower than inflation. The US president has accused a politician in the rival Democratic Party of making up what he said to the wife of an American soldier killed in Africa. Donald Trump allegedly told the partner of Sergeant David Johnson that her husband knew what he signed up for. His body was returned to the United States yesterday. Democrat Congresswoman Federica Wilson was with the serviceman's wife when Mr. Trump called.
Everyone knows when you go to war, you could possibly not come back alive, but you don't remind a grieving widow of that. That's so insensitive.
Police in southeast London think a series of sex attacks in the last 3 months could be linked. Nine females, three as young as 11, have been approached and assaulted in the Greenwich and Lewisham areas. A man has been jailed for more than a year and a half for conning victims out of £21,000 before fleeing to Spain. Norman Fowler took payment for items he advertised on eBay and Gumtree in 2013, but didn't send the goods to buyers. And Ed Sheeran's bike accident has led to him cancelling concerts in Asia. The singer-songwriter's fractured his right wrist and left elbow.
Every cloud, then. Right, Victoria, thank you
very
much.
Nice,
and,
is it?
Well.
Sure.
It's really
actually.
Mean thing to say. Yeah, Chloe's of a similar opinion, actually. She's been mouthing off in the office. I think it's a horrible thing to...
Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Do you want to defend yourself against that terrible accusation?
Yeah, now we're on air. You like him.
No, I don't like him, but I don't wish he would break his arm.
No, that's not what you...
I just wish
would...
I didn't have to hear him anymore.
Well, you don't.
Not in Asia.
I'll move there then.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chloe. Now here's...
Victoria with the weather.
Victoria with the weather.
Talk Radio national weather.
And it's national.
Murky and damp in southern areas. What was that? Who is laughing?
No, I just
I mean,
sneezed.
John, you're pointing. So
pointing,
that would kind of show
it.
That you're being
I'm
very point, immature,
I'm
aren't you?
At him.
I'm talking about the south of the UK.
I know.
Yeah, we know.
Nothing else.
I know.
Just
we
to
know.
Clarify, because
we
I know what you were thinking.
Absolutely not.
Anyway, brighter in the north with some lighter winds and highs of 17 degrees.
There's more than half an hour.
I only said that at 1:30. You know that. You're distracted because you're thinking about disgusting things.
I was not. And now here's Dibble with the pre-recorded sport.
Dibble.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Former England boss Sam Allardyce has ruled himself out of being the next Leicester manager. He explained his reasons in an exclusive interview with our sister station, Talk Sport.
As big a club and as much as I'd love to manage Leicester, I don't think it's time for me to manage yet. I'm not ready, I don't think. I'm enjoying my life too much and it would have interested me, but not at this time.
Former Borussia Dortmund head coach Thomas Tuchel has also distanced himself from the position. Chelsea defender Marcus Alonso insists the team have put their defeat at Crystal Palace behind them as they prepare to host Roma in the Champions League tonight. Antonio Conte's side have maximum points in Europe so far, but suffered their second loss of the domestic season on Saturday.
I think that game is gone. I think the team is looking forward to this game because it's a good opportunity for us to change things in terms of last game, and we will try to get the 3 points.
And Manchester United legend Paul Scholes is expected to miss out on the Oldham manager's job. It's thought the League One club will unveil their former midfielder Richie Wellens this afternoon instead. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a jukebox musical based on the national anthems of the world is to open in the West End next week, starring Barbara Windsor, who's reprising her role as the Queen from the Jackpot Joy advert. The playlist includes God Save the Queen, Star Spangled Banner and God Defend New Zealand.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, with the news and Dibble with the pre-recorded sport. Next, Jason Manford in the building.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty.
All right, good afternoon. It's just gone past the time. I am John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio. Wednesday afternoon, in fact. Still to come on the programme. Work experience punditry. Our work experience, Reese, dragged away from the photocopier and the kettle, shoved in here in front of the microphone and forced to review stuff. We've told him it's a leg up into the industry. It's actually a lie, it's just because he's free. There's a big debate at three. We'll be helping someone with their Kickstarter idea by giving their Kickstarter idea a kick up the arse, inviting them on the radio to talk us through it as they beg for your coin. And we promised you hot guest action. So Mark Watson's on the show later.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
But Jason Manford's here now. Hi, Jason Manford.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
There.
You all right? I was just trying to find you on Twitter, but...
Were you?
To post that I was on the show. But
do it now. Come
I've
on.
Just done it. John Holmes won.
That's it?
Yeah. What happened there?
Well, there was another one.
Unbelievable.
I know.
You want to ring him up?
Well, I think... I don't know whether it's... There's a porn star called John Holmes. Are you aware of that?
Might be him, yeah.
Might be. I don't know whether it is. Spelled differently, but it could be. But yeah, so yeah. Go, yeah do,
done
do,
it.
Do
your it's out there.
Thanks
it's in the
much,
world.
Mate, you know.
It's in the world.
Good. First question.
Go.
You. I watched you on Loose Women earlier.
I know, yeah.
You had a suit on. What
I
happened?
Did.
Are we not important enough?
Well, it's radio,
you've
isn't it?
You've changed back. I mean,
I just got back into my normal clothes, yeah. But I did keep the makeup on.
Yeah.
Because I've got to go up to Stockton-upon-Tees after this.
Oh, you'll need it there.
I've got a gig there, and I just like to look pretty on the train.
That's nice. Yeah. Do you do that? Because this is... I've always wondered this,
yeah.
Right? Because, you know, if you have done bits of telly, mm. right? You've done lots of telly. I've done bits of telly. But when you go on telly,
yeah.
they, of course, put makeup on
they
you.
They do, yeah.
What is the protocol? Do you keep it on all day? Or... Because they always hand you at the end a wet
wipe. A wipe, yeah.
And no. I think, no, I look better like this.
I think... So. I just leave it.
Yeah.
I just leave it on and just crack
right.
on with my day.
Yeah.
It's great turning up at the school run. It's just looking beautiful.
Yeah. There comes beautiful Jason again. Look at him. He always makes the effort
yes,
for the school.
Exactly.
So, look, this is... I've got your album.
Thanks very much.
That's what we're here to talk about.
I was wondering who bought it.
Yeah, it was me. But that's a lie, because it's done very well.
No, it has done all right.
Hasn't it?
As a comic, I have to keep downplaying it.
Well, I turned the volume down, if that's,
that
that's the same thing.
That does help.
Yeah, but no, it's not a departure, because you've done this kind of thing before.
Yes.
Of course, you've done it on
stage.
And
I'm still doing my other job.
And you're doing your day job of comedy, let's be fair. But this is, I don't know, what made you go for, because this is kind of vogue for this at the moment, because Alexander Armstrong's done
one. Yeah, that's right.
You know, and some other people that you go, have they?
I know,
and you were the last, have they, when
yes,
I heard about it.
I know. Well, I think, you know, 5 years ago, everyone was doing kids' books.
Yeah.
And now it's albums.
That's true.
I think
more people can write kids' books than can sing like this. That's a small group of comedians who have voice like you.
Well, I guess what's funny is, you know, all the comics I were into, you know, as a kid, and the stuff that my dad went to see and brought into the house, they could all hold a note, you know.
Yeah.
Les Dawson, even Bernard Manning had a lovely voice, you know.
Yeah.
People like, so Billy Connolly obviously started as a singer, and so it's sort of not a weird departure in that respect to have the two hand in hand. What's hard is the gear change of, because the stuff I'm doing is for musicals, like you do 2 hours of stand up and then you're like, and this is from Les Mis.
Well, so, speaking of which, before we go any further,
because
there might be people who haven't heard this yet
and don't believe it,
we can't believe it. Manford, really? But yeah, really, get a load of this.
A fugitive running, fallen from God, fallen from grace. God be my witness, I never shall yield till we come face to face, till we come face to face. He knows his way in the dark. Mine is the way of the Lord. Those who follow the path of the righteous shall have their reward. And if they fall as Lucifer fell, the flame, the sword. Stars in your multitude.
I mean, that's kind of proper, isn't it?
It's proper. I know. It's
listen
weird.
To you there.
Even I'm like, who's that?
Yeah, I could see you. I was watching you while we were listening to it, and you just looked bemused.
I did the whole record. Yeah, no, it's I have done musical theatre,
yeah,
like you said.
Yeah.
So I sort of went into that, and also I'm not the first to do that. I mean, many people have gone into it, and I mean, Michael Crawford. Frank Spencer was the Phantom of the Opera.
He was, yeah.
I mean, just think of those two characters.
That's true. And that was weird at the time, I remember.
Yeah, of course.
I'm old enough to remember that, yeah.
Like, sort of mask on and his beret, yeah, at the same time. But yeah, so it has been done a lot. And I'm from a musical family. They're all in bands growing up, Irish and country bands and stuff. So it was sort of a normal thing for us to do, really, was singing. And then I got a part in Sweeney Todd with Michael Ball and Imelda Staunton.
Yeah. As a Michael Ball, by the way, heard this and gone, get your tanks off my lawn, Manford.
A little bit. No, he's been very supportive, actually. In fact, I'm doing his and Alfie Bowe's TV show in a couple of time. So they're very, really lovely and supportive. And I toured with Alfie Bowe as well. I was his sort of guest for a little while on one of his tours. So I just love it.
Yeah.
A big orchestra. It's like posh karaoke. It's brilliant fun.
Well, it is. When I was listening to it in the car.
Yes.
And there was a touch of, and you've talked about other people, there's a touch of the Harry Secombe about it.
I'll take that all day long.
I think
absolutely.
You should. Yeah.
That's a lovely.
That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, that's what my nana says, actually. And she was one of the people who inspired me to do it. You know, that's the sort of music she was into, and has been badgering me to do it. You know, well, Bradley Walsh has got one. Why haven't you, you know? And, so I was like, all right, let's do one then.
Yeah.
And it's been one. I love the process. What was really nice was on my Facebook, on the fan page there, I got them to pick the tracks.
Yeah.
And they picked the title. They even picked the picture for the front. And it was really, it felt really collaborative. And luckily, they've also bought it. They didn't just leave me hanging.
So tell us about the tracks, though, because it's the songs are musicals and stuff.
Yes.
So why those in particular? Why those particular songs?
Well, the musicals felt like a natural thing to do. After Sweeney, and then I did the producers for Mel Brooks.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
And then I spent a year in Chitty. And
oh, sorry, Chitty.
Chitty, yeah. Sorry,
right.
I know.
Yeah, all right.
Sorry, I know. I've gone jazz hands. I know. But at the same time, on live radio, it's a difficult word to say.
Yes, it is. You should have got me Bang Bang, if I'm honest.
it was tough to say on stage 8 times a week, let me tell you that. So after doing that and singing Hushabye, it was actually Hushabye Mountain, that was a moment where I realised, God, you can do something different with music that you can't do with jokes and other forms of entertainment. You know, it hits into a different part of the brain and the heart with songs, because not only have they got beautiful words and orchestras do something like tingly to your body, there's also like a nostalgia element, especially in musical theatre, because you know the story of it, you know what the character was thinking at the time because you've probably seen it. Or like with Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, you remember watching that film with your grandparents or your parents or something as a kid. So I just love the fact that you could just sort of get a different emotion out of people.
And in terms of picking the songs, then, was that a sort of musicals that you previously liked that obviously you knew the songs well?
Pretty much, I mean, we did. I mean, Hushabye Mountain's on there, obviously. Yeah. And then Stars from Les Mis was always my favourite. I tried to pick songs that. I looked at everybody else's, to be honest. I looked at Balls, I looked at Bose, I looked at Barrowman's. Like, I looked at all these different, Josh Groban's, all the different ones, and I thought, right, what's not been done to death? What's not on all these? And then I tried to pick ones that were still familiar, but not, like, overdone. Yeah. You don't need to hear anybody else singing Over the Rainbow.
Well, you know, there was a Vogue a while back for what I'm going to say, crooners, if you like,
yes,
to do sort of indie hits.
Oh, yeah,
but in a sort of, like, in a sort of orchestra. Yes, exactly, Paul Anka.
Album, yeah,
you know, brilliant version of indie stuff, and he'd rock it.
Absolutely,
stuff,
yeah.
But I'm thinking that could be the next, you know, I think with that voice, you could nail
that. I had this idea of doing songs from Manchester, done in a sort of musical.
Good, sort of Happy Mondays.
Oasis, but even, you know, Ewan McCall and people like that, you could sort of pick Manchester and Salford and sort of do an album of those, but with an orchestra and arrange. I don't know, maybe if I get a chance to do a second one.
Well, you will now.
Because
it's done quite well. I mean, the problem is with that, you will alienate everyone who bought this one, but that's fine. You'll just pick up an entire new crowd.
Yes, of course.
Sort of old acid-headed.
Acienda.
You need a sort of a bez behind you.
That's a good idea.
A sort of orchestral bez.
A ballet dancer.
A ballet dancer doing a bez.
Black-tie bez.
Yeah.
I like that.
We're going to take traffic and travel now.
Let's do it.
Because we're all looking forward to that.
I need to get to Stockton, so if that can be included.
We'll see what they do.
That'd be great.
I'll be honest with you, it's pre-recorded. We don't know what's in it. It doesn't come from here. Anyway, stay with us, Jason, because we're going to be talking more. We've got a little proposal for you as well, because I need from Manchester. But we've been trying to solve Brexit.
Okay.
And we're going to enlist your help.
All right,
so
fine.
Stay with us. Jason Manford on the programme. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio, sponsored by Time to Change, in your corner. Tonight from 10, join me, Ian Lee, for interesting conversations you don't usually hear on the radio. From haunted wardrobes to sexy robots, weather predicting horses to mental health problems. We should talk about it. One in four of us will fight a mental health problem this year. Having a mate in your corner can make all the difference. Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio. Sponsored by Time to Change. Search Time to Change.
Had enough football ads yet? We have. Because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm. Like the practical training for new installers. And the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention? £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app.
The Glowworm Energy Boiler Range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm. Easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
With just a simple tap, you can go from craving to tasting. And even from wanting to winning. With HSBC, you could have up to 10 chances a day to win one of 200,000 gift cards at Currys PC World, House of Fraser and many more when you add your HSBC card to Android Pay for the first time and start tapping.
Terms and conditions, device restrictions and time limits apply. Most HSBC cards are eligible, subject to status. UK residents 16 plus. Search HSBC Android Pay.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans. And it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster. Van Monsters.
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, from all the leading brands, all with 6 months' warranty and AA cover. Like these 2014 Peugeot Partners, from under £4,500 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
Hi, you've reached Tom's voicemail. I can't come to the phone because Season 8 of Fox's The Walking Dead is about to stream on Now TV. I've been looking forward to this and I'm not missing it. So, leave a message. Although the Now TV Entertainment Pass does have over 250 box sets to watch. So maybe, don't call me, I'll call you.
To get your 14-day free trial of the latest shows, including The Walking Dead, search Now TV. 18 plus, new customers only, pass auto renews at $7.99 a month unless cancelled.
Do you have a chronic lung disease like COPD, bronchitis, emphysema, or asthma? Flu, on top of health conditions like these, can easily develop into something very serious and land you in hospital. That's why the flu jab is free for you. You need it. So don't put it off. Contact your GP or pharmacist to get your free flu jab now. NHS. We're all here to help you stay well this winter.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
To the east of Manchester, the incident through Mottram in Longendale has been resolved, but the A57 is still very busy around the Gun in traffic lights. If you're queuing on the northbound M1 heading towards Catthorpe, they're just north of Junction 19. An accident blocked the main carriageway. It's open but down to two lanes, so very slow on the approach. So is London Bound M3 remains closed for accident investigation work. Junctions 3 to 2, so approaching the M25 with delays on the approach to that. And very slow for Conway's A55 westbound. One lane still closed 20 to 19 because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
Happy Death Day from the producers of Get Out and The Purge.
I wake up,
get killed,
relive the same day over and over again. Happy birthday.
Whoever's killing you knows it's your birthday.
Happy birthday.
So I'm supposed to keep dying.
Happy birthday.
Till I figure out who my killer is.
Happy birthday.
That sucks.
You want to live to see tomorrow, right?
I have to kill him before he kills me.
Happy Death Day in cinemas Friday.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Sadly, Jason Manford, no mention of Stockport in that traffic and travel for you there. So, you know, we'll get someone to get some Stockton. Beg your pardon, not
Stockton. Stockport, yeah, Stockport. It's fine. I'll Google it. It's fine.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, we don't even need traffic. We just Google it anyway. Why waste our time, frankly? Jason Manford is with us. You'll know him, of course, from the comedy. But now out with I'm going to read out what it says in the press release, a debut album of musical favourites.
Yes.
That's exactly
what it is.
Providing your musical favourites are songs from the shows. Yes. Otherwise, not so much.
No, exactly.
I mean, if your thing is more Napalm Death, not really. Not for you.
No. But it might be for your nana.
Yeah, there we go. So, the other thing we were talking about... We just had a conversation, right? Because it's really difficult when you've got a guest in the studio, right? And then you get the adverts and the travel. We chat, but then you go, well, hang on a minute, we can't chat too much because we have to save the chat.
We don't want
to
waste it
for the on the radio. Yeah, so there's sort of half awkward silences I find, and it's sort of a weird relationship. That goes on. But what I was going to talk to you about is the time you tweeted this show. Do you remember this?
I do. Yeah, I remember sitting in a B&Q car park. Listening, I was going to get a bike holder for the back of my car.
Of course,
I remember it very clearly.
All right, good. So, do you want to tell the story or how I incensed you? Or
I can't remember because you incensed me a lot. So I can't remember the particular reason.
That's fair enough. I'll tell you this one. It was because your new series, Big Heads.
Oh yeah, that was it. I knew it was something. I knew you were casting an opinion on something you'd not properly seen.
That's exactly what I was doing.
I remember. Yeah. But then that could be any day on your show.
Yeah, it is.
And I listen to your show, so I feel it could be any time. But yeah, no, it was. We did a new show, Big Heads.
Yeah.
And I was just like, it was really surreal. I was just pulling up and I heard them say, oh, we're going to review Big Heads in a minute. I thought, oh, great, because we'd literally had so many lovely reviews. I thought, I'll sit in the car and have a listen to this. And then he started.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're right that I hadn't seen it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fair enough.
Seen a clip of it and I reckon I've seen enough.
That was what happened, yeah.
Yeah, so that's when I thought, well, I'm going to ring you up.
Yeah, I know, I like that. Yeah. And then I tried, then we were going to get you on to have a go at me. And then I think you were on the school run at that point. Yeah, so yeah, no, wrong. So we've waited then. Till now, essentially, for you to take your terrible.
Have you watched it yet?
Don't worry, French. No.
You still not watched it, have
no,
you?
No, when's it back?
I watched it for the first time last week.
Yeah,
weirdly.
It's been repeated at the moment.
Oh, is it? Oh, right.
I think I quite like it.
Oh, you say that now?
I do.
Sitting here.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
It's good fun. Is it coming back?
Yeah, hopefully, yeah, in the new year, fingers crossed, we're going to do another one, and hopefully later on in the year, but who knows, you never know what's going on. But it was good fun, and it was, we won a Rose Door Award.
Did you?
Yes, which I think Lionel Messi's won up to now. and then we've just won it. But yeah, we won it for, like, Best European Format or something, yeah. Something crazy like that.
Best European Format. The, that was Brexit, no?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But it was a lot of fun, and yeah. It got... What I loved about it was, you either... We never got anyone going, oh, that's all. This is all right. You either loved it,
yeah.
Or were like, what has happened to television?
Yeah, or you pretended like me.
Well, that was the ideal. I'm happy to have that.
Done it. Speaking of Brexit, though, here's
oh, go on.
Here's the thing we're going to be trying right now. Right, I don't know whether you saw this because you know, you're from Manchester, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Lancashire, so Yorkshire, your direct rival, have said they want independence. Have you seen this?
No, I've not.
All right. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, we've been researching this,
right?
And that's what they've said. Now we reckon.
Yeah.
More specifically, Cornelius here reckons that he's got a plan to reverse Brexit. Right, but we might need your help to sort of endorse this whole Yorkshire independence thing. So do you want to talk your way through that?
So essentially, we Yorkshire are actually just pushing for devolution. Like lots of places in the UK have, like Scotland.
Wales,
but we're saying why not go the whole hog and just independence for Yorkshire. They can be their own country.
Yeah, I like it.
And that will mean that they become independent and leave the EU automatically. They'll have to re-enter it. So what that means is that we get to take everyone who voted leave from Yorkshire off the count.
Ah, okay.
Which means the rest of the UK actually voted to remain. I've done the maths.
Wow.
Now, we've kept in the Yorkshire remain votes.
Of course.
Because... otherwise, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But also, controversial. They can move into England.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Or wherever they
want to.
And then anyone who wants to not be in the EU can move to Yorkshire, independent Yorkshire.
Okay.
And it's fine because it wouldn't be that different because basically, best things to come out of Yorkshire are the Arctic Monkeys and maybe the Kaiser Chiefs. And they can still
tour.
But
then would, like, the Yorkshire pudding be in the foreign food aisle?
Well, yeah, it'd have to be, but that's a small price to pay.
Also, that's just flour and milk and egg, which aren't Yorkshire dishes.
It upset a lot of people.
and brilliantly, because we came up with this idea, and it's genius, it's full tight, we took it to the streets yesterday to ask the people of London if they'd miss Yorkshire. This is what one person said.
Okay.
So Yorkshire wants devolution. We're saying, why not go the whole hog and make them independent? Would you miss Yorkshire if it left Britain?
I don't think Yorkshire has that much impact on my life day to day.
Have you ever been to Yorkshire?
Yeah.
Yeah? Whereabouts?
I've been to York and I've been to the Dales.
Okay, but would you like really miss Bradford or Hull?
No, not particularly. Hull's a bit of a tip.
Would you accept independence from Yorkshire if it meant that Brexit was cancelled? We've done some maths, if we took all the Brexit votes away from Yorkshire, that means Britain voted Remain. And we're saying, then they become independent, anyone who wants to remain can move to England, and anyone who likes Brexit moves to Yorkshire. What do you think of that idea?
It's extreme, but I'd be looking at anything to stop Brexit.
Right, well, you see, that's an opinion of the street. Tomorrow...
Well, one bloke. But
it's literally the man in the street.
It was literally a man in the street.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And we don't even know what street it was, if I'm honest. Yeah. I think it was just that one outside.
Yeah, it was, and lots of people said no to taking part in this.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So tomorrow, you're going up to Yorkshire to get the view of the people of Yorkshire.
Okay, good luck.
So we're going to be doing that.
Maybe don't go Hull. I'd say that from your. Hull was the capital of culture, of
it
course.
It was.
So, most recently.
Yeah, it was. Where they still took your tyres off your cars.
Yorkshire tea.
Prop them up on books.
I don't know, you know.
I don't drink tea.
I think I would miss Yorkshire. Yeah. Even as a. Even as a Lancastrian.
Interesting.
I think I would. Also, you're getting rid of. That'd be like, if you were a Liverpool fan, taking Manchester United out of the Premier League.
Yeah.
You need your enemy to make you. you know, worthy and great as well. So Lancashire and that whole rivalry there would be gone. I don't know if I'd enjoy
that. Is that why you keep Michael Ball close? Is
that's
it?
Right.
It's
the same your enemies close.
So you're not backing this idea.
Well,
you're backing Brexit.
Is that what? Is there the two options?
Yeah, yeah.
Lose it, Yorkshire tomorrow. Lose Yorkshire.
Tomorrow's headlines. Wait. It's all on Manford now.
I don't know. That's
a tricky one, isn't it?
That is a tough one. Let me just check what tour dates I've got. See when I'm next in Yorkshire.
Jason, look, it's been lovely to have you in.
Thanks, man. Thanks very much.
Absolute pleasure. Comedy tour continues.
Yeah, Muddle Class is the tour. That's on till next Christmas. The album's out now.
It is.
I'm doing a couple of music performances at the Lowry in Salford and down here in London. And that's it. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm up to.
Yeah, that'll do, won't it, though?
Yeah, that's enough. Good. It's enough to be keep plodding on.
Yeah, but if you do the version of indie hits.
Yes, I'll let you know.
So Manchester hits, in that style, then we want to be there.
All right, absolutely.
Make a documentary about
Let's do it.
Or something. Jason, lovely to talk to you. A Different Stage is the name of the album, if you wish to buy it for you or Nana.
Or your Nana.
Or your Nana.
Anyone. If you like a musical, you'll like it.
There we go. Right, the next half an hour, work experience punditry. Our work experience is... who is this? It's Reese today. Reese will be here talking his way through a week's worth of hipster nonsense. It's 2:30. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Victoria has got the latest news.
Talk Radio.
Anyone who calls Universal Credit Helpline won't be charged from next month. The government is scrapping the fees of up to 55p a minute, a week after Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn called for the move. Labour MP Stephen Timms has told Talk Radio Universal Credit's a good idea, but it's been terribly botched and the six-week delay for cash is indefensible. The scheme rolls different payment benefits into one, but problems have been reported as it's extended to more people across the country.
Inevitably, in the end, the government is going to have to slow down the rollout because it's unsustainable. You cannot have half of all council tenants finding themselves in rent arrears because of the foibles of the new benefit system.
Prices are rising faster than wages for the sixth month in a row. Official figures show average weekly earnings, excluding bonuses, rose by 2.2% in the 3 months to August, well below the rise in the cost of living. Donald Trump has denied claims he told the wife of a soldier killed in action that he knew what he signed up for. The US president allegedly made the comments during a phone call after her husband died in an ambush in Africa earlier this month. There's a warning about super-strength cannabis on the UK streets. Campaigners are calling for greater regulation following a surge in mental health problems. And ending on some breaking news, the chief executive of the FA has apologised to two England women footballers. Martin Glenn says new evidence shows both Enya Luko and Drew Spence were subject to discriminatory remarks by an employee. FA bosses are preparing to face questions from MPs on the controversy surrounding sacked boss Mark Sampson. The weather murky and damp in southern areas, brighter in the north with some lighter winds and highs of 17 degrees. There's more news in around half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. That was splendid, that was.
Good.
Some of the best news I've ever heard.
I mean, I don't think you listened to any of it.
Well.
And if anything, my throat hurts.
Did it? Oh.
Yeah, because...
Have some water.
I did.
Oh.
The problem is, one of our colleagues has brought in loads of goodies and I got so excited.
Yeah.
I had too many Jaffa cakes and then I almost choked because my... like, they got large.
Did you just guzzle them in? Like, Jaffa cakes!
Yeah. I had to run to the toilet. I thought
what?
I was going to die.
What?
My eyes went really bloodshot for a minute. Yeah.
Were they blood orange Jaffa cakes? I mean, how did that? Well,
yeah, exactly.
Which, is that a side colleague? Effect of marmalade? Paddington must be nearly dead.
Which colleague bought in Jaffa
Karen.
Cakes?
Karen. So,
Yeah.
She's lovely. Why usually she works on a Friday evening and on like one of the talk sports shows.
Yeah.
And she always brings in goodies and I'm always one of the first to eat them.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when you stole my pizza wedges that time.
Pizza wedges? Let's be accurate. I didn't have any pizza
potato
because it was
wedges.
Covered in meat and cheese. And you said I could have some of your wedges, so I did.
Some
and also,
all...
they weren't even yours.
They were.
They were part of the mystery pizza delivery, which you claimed and rolled with it and continued to lie to everyone.
No,
so I think you should be quiet.
I mean, they were delivered to me. Anyway, so
what are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say how the Jaffa cakes hurt your throat. I'm not
because
sure
I clearly shoved too many in.
Right.
Didn't chew them enough,
okay.
And they got lodged in my throat. And I thought I'd have a sip of water, but the water wasn't going down.
The water would have been absorbed by the cake.
Stuck in your mouth because of the blocking.
Not the mouth, in the throat.
In the throat. I can't believe. You guzzled Jaffa cakes so quick they got lodged in your throat. So hangry for Jaffa cakes.
And it's so weird.
And you didn't even chew this. And
that's what it took for you to read the perfect bulletin as well.
It's a good excuse to do it more, you know.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Victoria's going to be here an hour as well. She's going to be here not just with her marmalady throat, but she'll also be here with today's edition of Bonus News. Now, if you're a regular listener, you will be aware that the bulletins are shorter than they used to be. All right, Cornelius?
Yeah.
Shorter than they used to be. And well, we've got to make the time up. So Bonus News is what happens at 3:30 each day. Animal, vegetable or mineral. Today, mineral news.
Oh, don't be like that.
I don't want to do it.
Well,
it's your job.
Because I didn't even get to eat the Jaffa cakes.
What happened?
Well, did you spit them out?
Yeah, because I thought I was dying.
Wow. Uh-huh. Well, go and have some more. Are there any left?
No, probably.
Or did you
not.
Eat them all? Did you eat a whole packet? Did
no.
you actually upend? Did you shotgun a packet of Jaffa cakes?
No.
I think, though, wouldn't you?
Guys, I think we've covered the Jaffa cake.
Yeah, we've done Jaffa cakes. Just trying to get to. Yeah.
We've done it now. It's time to move on with our lives.
As a warning to others, don't shotgun Jaffa cakes
before
you do the news. There, let it be said. Victoria, thank you very much indeed. Work experience punditry on the way.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
No rules, nocturnal nattering for nightbirds, nurses, and Nosferatu.
Make sure you don't miss the show that everyone else is talking about.
Are you prepared, dear listener, to take a punt?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
All right, cool.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And later, Jason Manford was there with us, of course. Later, we bring you not one, but today we've got two comedians, one of which has made a slight switch to music, as you heard. But also, we've got Mark Watson coming in, who hasn't made the slight switch to
music
at all.
We will ask him to sing, though.
My first question is going to be whether or not he's going to bring out an album. As Jason Manford said, it is now a fashionable thing for comics to sort of do. So, you know, we await the Mark Watson version of it. maybe we'll get him to audition. Anyway, he's in around half three this afternoon. We've got the big debate at three as well, and we're helping a Kickstarter. Someone with a hope and a dream, a Kickstarter project, by inviting them on the radio to talk about it, to give their project a kick up the arse. It's what we do because we're helpful and friendly. We're also helping MI5 out this afternoon in the spirit of being helpful and friendly, by the way. You may have seen in the news that MI5 have said that there is an intense terror threat in this country, the likes of which they've really never seen before. They're trying to foil plots all the time. They don't catch them all, and they regret that, and as you'd expect them to. So we're helping them out this afternoon by trying to foil terror plots. We're up to, is it 10 we've done since we came on air at 1? I think it's 10 now. Yeah,
slowed down a bit.
So if you see a terror plot, then do call us and we'll foil it. 87222 is the
number. Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
03444991000. But so to our work experience. Now, Reese has been busy all day photocopying cups of tea or whatever it is that they make him do. But we've taken him away from all that, as we do with our work experiences, and give them real-world work experience in the media. We tell them, as Reese will know only too well, is that it's a leg up into the industry, Reese.
It is. And I think, John, you're saving the work planet today by all the things you're doing. Foiling terraplots, helping me.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything else as well?
Two ends of the spectrum there. Yeah. I think we are. I like to think we help all the time. Mm. Yesterday, because they axed Crime Watch, we launched Crime Listen. And so, just again, helping... You know, not like the BBC, who are now encouraging criminals.
Yeah.
Not us, Reese. We were helping to solve crime as well. And so, yeah, every day we do so.
And now Crime Watch has been murdered.
But by who? Good question. They should reconstruct that. That is a very good question. That's a good point. Anyway, Reese is here. He's going to review stuff. What are we reviewing today?
Well, today is something a little bit different. Last time I was on, we're doing music. Today we're doing hipster stuff.
Yeah. I have a love of the hipster roundup, but I do hate everything to do with hipsters, so it's a kind of bittersweet for me, this. But go, please, lob one at us.
All right, I think you might be a fan of this one. So are you a fan of Space Invaders, Pac-Man, that sort of classic games?
I mean, I'm aware of it, certainly, yeah.
All right, so there's a couple of bars that I didn't even know existed that I think might have changed a lot of people's life. Arcade bars.
Yeah, we talked about one of these before. Yes, because these are springing up all over the shop now.
All over the place. There's one in Peckham, Shoreditch, Stratford. They are coming up literally everywhere.
Yeah.
So you can go there and pretty much play every old school arcade game. They've got them all.
Yes.
And I think this is just such a big thing. Go and have a pint and play Space Invaders. What more do you want?
We had someone, I was talking a moment ago about a Kickstarter project. Mm. Somebody came on last week who he was opening one in Cardiff.
In Cardiff. In the United Kingdom.
In Cardiff, in Wales. And he's opening one and he was trying to get funding for it. So he was sort of pulling this trend out of London and taking it to us. And I think he'd already bought the cafe, but he was in the process of setting this up. So you're absolutely, this is absolutely right.
Yeah.
This is
so good. And recently, my parents have just moved house. My dad has bought one of these Space Invaders machines.
Has he?
And now I think he doesn't need to, because he could have just gone to one of these bars.
That's quite exciting. Did he sort of buy that from a pub when they were all kicked out years ago?
Well,
retro?
Yeah. So he's kind of got it done, put new glass on it and everything. And now it's got all the games on it. They're brilliant. But you don't have to pay for it.
No, I'm quite envious of that, actually. Mm. That's quite a good thing.
So it's got more than one game on it?
They've got about 500 games.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because you may as well just buy an Xbox or something.
But they're like,
it takes
proper
up a lot less
room. But, yeah, but I'm going to say, but you've got the old school great big thing in the corner. Where did he keep it?
In his man cave.
This is part of the move. He has to have a house. He wanted a house with a games room. So it's in his games room. And there's a sign above the door saying, this is our happy place. And I'm like, Dad, what are you doing? What is this?
Wow. What are the games are in his games room? Or is it just that?
He's got a snooker table.
Yeah, of course he has.
And that's it.
Classic Dad, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
classic.
That's very good. So what are the games? I mean, and you're too young, of course, to remember Space Invaders when it was
I love Space Invaders.
So when did you become aware of it? Because you literally weren't born when they were in pubs originally.
No. I think my dad's always been a fan.
That's him. Oh,
always. Yeah. Always been a fan of Space Invaders. I mean, Pac-Man is something that I feel like everybody has grown up with and can play. I mean, it's all over the iPhone even now.
Yeah.
So I think that's just a legacy that everyone knows about.
But you're right. I think it's popular. I think these games will spring up. You used to get them where, and this, they, I would imagine this cafe had, they used to get a table with it built in. Have you seen this? So so in pubs you used to get like one of the pub tables where you just put your drinks on it, it's got glass on it, but you play the game flat in the table in front of you, not one of the stand up machines.
No, that's the one that my dad's got.
That's what he's got.
Yeah, there's one in the computer games museum in Berlin as well.
It's like a museum, listen to that.
Oh, it's the best museum ever. You don't learn anything.
All right, good. All right, well, look, stay with us, Rhys, because I know there's more afoot.
There is.
More hipster nonsense. Give us a little hint, if you would.
We're going to be talking all about something that I'm thinking you might be interested in, John, a hipster makeover.
Do I look interested in that?
And something that Cornelius has been talking about, leaves.
All on the way on Talk Radio in the afternoons as we bring you today's edition of Work Experience Punditry. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with ReclaimingSpain.com. Wake up with a man who'll set you up for the day with a supersized breakfast of breaking news, entertaining views and talking point issues.
Join me, Paul Ross, for your morning fix of current affairs, entertainment, showbiz and opinion.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with ReclaimingSpain.com. If you're one of the thousands of UK residents who invested in Spanish property that was never built, we may be able to help you get your money back. Visit ReclaimingSpain.com to find out more.
So, start of the week, I'm on the edge of my seat with Game of Thrones. By the middle of the week, I'm seeing stars with Tin Star. The next thing you know, it all kicks off with a league of their own. You see, with Sky TV, I can enjoy Sky Atlantic's big screen drama and 45 channels of catch-up TV, all for £20 a month. And right now, there are great broadband offers too. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. £20 standard setup. Sky Q-Kit loaned at no cost. New 18-month TV contract. Terms apply.
Think you can spot a great deal? Then get down to the big spot sale at your local Vauxhall Network Q retailer. Hit the sweet spot with amazing offers on approved used Vauxhalls, including the award-winning Astra and the extraordinary Mokka X, all with spot-on extras, like 1 year's roadside assist and 1 year's warranty. The big spot sale from Network Q at your local Vauxhall retailer between the 20th and 30th of October. Down spot. Offers available on selected models at participating retailers.
You just want to hire a car or a van. You shouldn't need an elaborate plan. Who wants to waste their own precious time travelling for miles when you could go online? With Europcar's convenient deliver and collect, you click on the car and we do the rest. It's really that simple. We come to you, and when you're done, we pick it up too. Get a car to your door the very same day. It's a rental revolution. It's moving your way. Europcar deliver and collect, the ultimate car hire service. Available from just £5 each way. Find out more at europcar.co.uk. Europcar. Moving your way.
It's a word that describes not giving up.
Like you never give up.
Well, you never give up, you never stop trying until the end.
If you don't have resilience, you're not going to learn anything hard.
And
hard stuff is important, so you're not going to learn anything important.
True.
The Premier League is helping to inspire primary school kids in everything from sport to resilience. Search Premier League Primary Stars to get your school involved.
Still haven't signed up to Selco Predictor? Why not?
What a chance! What a goal!
There's a million good reasons why you should. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in October, win flights and £150 spending money for a sensational two-night city stay in a European hotspot of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M3 in Surrey is now open London bound, but still very slow as you move between 3 for Lightwater and Bagshot and 2 for the M25. Just north of the Catthorpe interchange on the northbound M1, a lane's closed because of an accident. That's causing delays back towards Junction 18. Through the West Midlands, the northbound M6 is busy. There's a lane out because of a shed load, 9 to 10 near Wolverhampton. And the westbound side of Conwy's A55 is all open now, Junction 20 through to 19. But westbound's traffic is still very slow. Your travel time there about 20 minutes. I'm Jarena Adams.
Happy Death Day from the producers of Get Out and The Purge.
I wake up,
get killed,
relive the same day over and over again. Happy birthday.
Whoever's killing you knows it's your birthday.
Happy birthday.
So I'm supposed to keep dying.
Happy birthday.
Till I figure out who my killer is.
Happy birthday.
That sucks.
You want to live to see tomorrow, right?
I have to kill him before he kills me.
Happy Death Day in cinemas Friday.
Sons of Scotland, let me ask you one question. Would you be willing to trade all your days for one chance, just one chance, to come back and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
I don't really have an opinion on that, Biggin.
Julia Hartley Brewer's always got an opinion, whether you like it or not.
Get your war face on for 3 hours of hand-to-hand debate and more combat-ready opinion than you can shake a dirty great sword at.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
Can I go and wash my face?
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Welcome if you're just joining us. Well, let me tell you what you're listening to. It's the radio. Now, the news. There's a lot of it, of course. Plenty going on. There is all the talk of universal credit in the papers today and also the subject of Prime Minister's questions with Theresa May earlier on. The helpline, the Universal Credit Helpline, 55 pence a minute. Of course, Theresa May has said that is unacceptable, despite, of course, not saying it was unacceptable before it became a national news issue.
It was Corbyn, I think, who brought that
Corbyn,
up.
It was initially. You're
Jeremy.
You're absolutely right.
Corbyn.
Oh, Jeremy. Corbyn. So that's going on. There's a lot in the papers today. All about MI5 and the fact that they are not overstretched exactly, but they've certainly warned that the terror threat is more intense than it ever has been. Certainly in the 34 years of the current director's time in MI5. There's a lot going on. More Weinstein allegations, of course, and not that's spreading out now as well to take in other directors and producers so far who are nameless. Interesting to see what happens when it gets to the radio industry. Cornelius, it's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Oh, well. We're here to help. And do you know how? Yes, you do. You're here all the time. Well, I'll tell you, it's very much like this. You drill down and analyse the news, and what do you get inside? Do you know?
Japanese
your poetry. That's
yeah.
Right. Short form Oriental verse. It cuts straight to the heart of the matter. 575. That's the syllables. It's the news in haikus.
MPs take baths in the morning. Imagine Jacob Rees-Mogg naked. The news in haiku.
Now then, we are midst work experience punditry. For those that are new to the programme, and by the way, you're very welcome, hello. What we do is we drag our work experience. You may work in an office and you've probably got or wherever you work, you may have a work experience around. But how much real world experience do you give the work experience? Or is it all just tea and photocopying and pranks that you play on them? Well, the same is true for Rees, but all of that's happened to him. But for now, we've dragged him away from it all and put him in front of a microphone. He's reviewing stuff for us. On a Wednesday, we round up a week's worth of hipster nonsense. If it pops up out there, it pops up in here, as I never like to say. So, we've already talked about arcade cafes. That is a thing that's coming back.
I should talk about something.
Oh, here we go. It's not even your slot.
The Little Shuffle Club is opening in Shoreditch. I think, it's launching tonight.
Well, that sounds rubbish.
It's not. It's, well, we'll see. I'm going to go.
Are you?
To the launch.
The Little Shuffle Club.
It's apparently London's first shuffleboard bar.
Is it now?
You know the game Shuffleboard?
No.
It's where you have to push something down a little table.
Well, that sounds brilliant.
Yeah, and it's a whole bar around it opening in Shoreditch.
Well, it would open in Shoreditch. You see, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Stop talking now. It's exactly what I'm talking about, Rees, isn't it? You see, it's hipster nonsense. It just popped up. It's an old-fashioned game from the pub or something, and they've just revamped it a bit, giving it a hipster twist.
Yeah.
Which I imagine is exactly what you're going to tell us about now.
Yeah, but this time it's to do with what you wear.
Go on.
Okay, so there is a vintage, a hipster makeover happening.
Yeah.
This is a fair that is happening in Old Town Hall in London.
Yeah.
And it's a vintage fashion fair. It's really well known. Fashion from the 1920s and onwards.
Is that now a hipster thing? Fashion from the 1920s?
Well, I think so. But what does fashion look like from the 1920s?
Well, it's all sorts of
bonnets,
tiller girls, dance sort of flary skirts. Was that
penny farthings?
Yeah, flapper dresses. Thank you, Chloe. Chloe, there, our fashion correspondent through the window, talking to us. Flapper dresses. That's exactly what I was thinking. Thank you. So that's the kind of thing.
Yeah. So that's what's happening. So you can go along and view all these different clothes and buy some and then take some home and then become a hipster.
Yeah.
Easy as that.
So, but it's only the 1920s that it's doing?
No, onwards.
Onwards.
Oh, just everything from the 1920s. Yeah. Why did they go back only that far? What is wrong with the 1910s?
It's a question you're going to ask when you go along, John.
Yeah, and go along I shall, as you know, on my penny farthing, which I think predates that, if I'm honest. But anyway, well, that sounds horrendous.
It's all just black and white clothing, isn't it?
Yeah, black and white clothing. Yeah, it is, yeah, which is depressed.
That was before colour was invented.
It was. That colour was invented back in 1952, I think. For the Queen's coronation.
Yeah.
That's why they invented colour. Because the Queen before that was just in black and white.
Yeah, the flags didn't look all that nice.
No, couldn't really differentiate the thing. But when they invented colour in 1952, look now.
Yeah.
Without that, that orange apocalyptic sky of the other day wouldn't have even been here.
Yeah.
So who's going to this? Just people who so hip?
Apparently, stalls come from all over the world, from all different places, to bring over their clothes, their vintage clothes, for those people to go along. And the next one is happening in December, so you've got a couple of weeks to get yourself ready for that one.
Great. And what would one wear to go there? You see, you'd have to blend in, wouldn't
point.
You?
You'd be judged, I think.
You would be judged.
Yeah. That is a good question.
All right, well, that sounds awful. Next.
Okay, next is something that, Cornelius, you let me know about this morning.
Yes.
It's these panda leaves.
Panda leaves?
Nigella Lawson has said that these leaves are going to become the next avocado.
Right.
It's a hipster food.
Yeah.
This is what it's saying. And restaurants are starting to put these in pancakes and in ice cream. It's
the new avocado, they're saying.
Well, I've just heard that, yeah. What's wrong with the old avocado? I thought that was still a hipster thing.
I'm not a fan of avocado, if I'm honest.
Do you not like smashing it? A smashed avocado? That's how you have to eat it if you're a hipster.
No,
a bit of chili flakes, a bit of lime. Is that the thing?
Yeah, I had that for breakfast.
Of course
exactly.
You did, you millennial idiot. Yeah, that's right. It's quite bad for you, avocado. Is that right? It's quite fattening, isn't it? As a
no, because isn't it? It's good fats, apparently, I've just been told.
Oh, right, okay.
I hope
that's
not,
your,
because
that's your nickname.
I googled healthy breakfast, and that's what came up that I liked.
So
right. That's why I've started eating it.
Okay.
And I've also bought wholemeal bread for the first time, like a real adult.
Oh. Would
and
you...
it is, of course, vile.
Yeah. Oh, would yeah. you eat a panda leaf, though? Oh, so, when you say a panda leaf, that
it's pandan.
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 Oh, not panda.
No, panda.
I thought you were talking about bamboo.
No.
I assumed they were just feeding you bamboo shoots and going, it's panda leaf. I thought it was like a cool name for it or something. Oh, I've been barking way up the wrong bamboo tree here. Pam, what is it?
Pandan.
Pandan.
Yes.
Right, I misheard you entirely. I thought panda.
They're simultaneously ancient and new, according to this article.
Well, that's awful.
And apparently, if you want to eat them at home, you have to soak them in coconut milk, then whip them up into a nice custard. So I think it just becomes a custard topping or custard sauce. Or just, I don't know. I haven't got my mind set on it. Now, Gerald Lawson has, though, and she is claiming that it's going to become the next big thing, and restaurants are already using them all over the country in pancakes and ice cream.
Yeah, what? I mean, do we know what they taste like? Has anyone tried these? I mean,
I've never seen them before. But apparently, last time Nigella declared herself a fan of something, it was the avocado, yeah. And sales flew up by 30%.
This is Nigella Lawson, owner of the UK's largest avocado farm. Is that? Is that and now has branched out into pandan leaf orchards. Yeah. And she's gone, oh, it's the next thing. Really, Nigella? That's the first I've heard of it.
Okay.
So, I am hip, as you can tell.
Well, you wait, maybe this time in 3 months' time, this might be a massive thing.
Yeah.
You can only buy them online.
Yeah.
They're not even in supermarket stores. They're that cool,
well,
John.
It's only a matter of time, I'm sure. So, are they just, they're just leaves? They are just leaves?
Leaves, but they've got to be like, all marinated and all this. Do they,
I mean, that sounds like a lot of work to me. At least with an avocado, it's quite a simple process, isn't it? To chop, to smash an avocado, and you stamp on it.
Yeah,
if you want it to. But I'm not convinced about that.
I'll be honest, I'm not either. I'm not a fan of this fancy food malarkey.
Yeah.
Have
you got anything else in your hipster bag?
That is it for my hipster bag. Right. There's not much hipster happening around London. I think you need to indulge it a bit more.
Well, you go nationwide. I don't mind. I mean, obviously. But, you know, we talked about Cardiff and its arcade, didn't we?
I think that's the most hipster thing happening this year.
All right,
it's growing and growing.
Well, we'll keep our eye on the leaves. Thank you very much, Reese, for coming in. Now, in the next bit of the programme, lots of things are happening in the next hour. Well, there's a big debate at 3 o'clock, of course, or just after 3 o'clock, after the news. There will be Victoria's bonus news, which today is, it's happening in the world of minerals. Then we will be bringing you up to date. We do animal, vegetable and mineral, of course. It covers everything off, Reese, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Apart from fungus, but... that's another issue. But today's the turn of mineral news, so that's going to be happening. Yeah. We will be helping a Kickstarter project. Now, we talked about the one in Cardiff a couple of weeks ago.
I've just realised we missed fungus news yesterday. What a disaster.
Right. Third Tuesday of every month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was the 17th yesterday.
Awkward. Don't tell Victoria, because she'll be cross. What was I saying? Oh,
that's
yeah.
What's coming up in the show.
Kickstarter.
Probably.
So we talked about the one in Cardiff that was the Arcade Cafe. Mm-hmm. But we have someone with us today who is going to be promoting their Kickstarter idea through us. We're upwards of about four people are listening, so that's going to help the project enormously, Reece.
Definitely.
So if you've got a Kickstarter project, you'd like to come on the radio to talk to us about it, here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And then to round the show off, to take us up to 4 o'clock this afternoon, comedian Mark Watson will be joining us to plug something or other he's doing. It's another PR exercise dressed up as an interview. I'm John Holmes, you're listening to Talk Radio. The news is on the way.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. It's time to supercharge the fight against cancer.
I'm Paul Ross and I'm getting orangified for Stand Up to Cancer. I'll be suited and booted in top-to-toe tangerine with a Towie Tanger boot.
Every orange has appeal. And now you can go orange for an awesome fundraising appeal. Wear orange, pay up, take cancer out.
Shake your satsumas and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
A tenner doesn't go very far today, does it? Well, that's where you're wrong. At Tesco Mobile, it gets you a cracking 2 gigabytes on our £10 pay-as-you-go rocket pack with 500 minutes and 5,000 texts, all without a contract. Try it. A tenner says you won't be disappointed. Oh, and there's loads more packs to choose from. For your SIM, go online or in-store. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Rocket pack expires after 1 month. Renews automatically. Requires a Tesco Mobile or unlock phone. Minutes, text to standard UK landline and mobiles. Includes EU roaming. T's and C's apply.
Dave?
Yeah?
This kitchen we're putting in, it's from Wren.
Yeah.
But we always get our kitchens from...
Not anymore. Wren have got the biggest range in the country.
I thought the biggest range was...
No, it's Wren. And they have the biggest showrooms and they make all the kitchens here in the UK.
But didn't you get a quote from...
I did, from their depot, but then I took it to Wren and they beat it.
So, it's hello Wren and goodbye.
Looks like it. Wren, the UK's number one kitchen retail specialist.
At Argos, entertain the kids this half term with hundreds of toys dropped in price. And save up to a third on selected kids' bikes and scooters. Plus, our new gift guide is out now. Pick up a copy in store. Go Argos. Selected lines, conditions apply. Offers end 31st of October.
As an employer, I like to look after my stuff. Like remembering birthdays and making sure we don't run out of tea bags, that sort of thing. But I'm also responsible for the really important things too, like providing a workplace pension. But I've no say in what's on the radio.
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is in the afternoons. Welcome along. I am John Holmes. It's exactly 3 o'clock and Victoria has got the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, controversial benefit reforms won't be paused. Two England women players get an apology and a writer says she'd still work with Weinstein.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister has again rejected calls to pause the rollout of universal credit. It comes just hours after ministers relented to pressure and scrapped controversial charges of up to 55p a minute to call a helpline. Labour is calling for changes to the benefit reforms as some people are waiting as many as long as 6 weeks before they receive any money. But Theresa May insists it is a better system.
It is a system that is working because more people are getting into work. And pausing universal credit won't help those people who will be helped by going to universal credit, getting into the workplace and bringing home more pay for their families.
New figures show for the last 6 months, British workers have been affected by a drop in real-term wages. Earnings rose by just over 2% in the 3 months to August. That's well below the cost of living. It's been revealed former England women's manager Mark Sampson made remarks which were discriminatory on grounds of race towards two players, but a report has found he was not racist. An investigation found no evidence player Annie Aluko was subjected to a course of bullying by Sampson. She told a committee of MPs she feels like her complaints weren't taken seriously.
A male player with 102 caps, Wayne Rooney, you know, these top players who have got over 100 caps for their country, if they were to send a complaint like that, you know, itemised, written by a leading QC, would he respond like that?
The FA's chief executive has apologised. Two people have been arrested on suspicion of neglect at a privately run care home in Northamptonshire. There are claims current and past residents of Latimer Grange care home in Burton Latimer were subject to criminal offences. And a writer on Grey's Anatomy claims she wouldn't have a career in Hollywood if she hadn't worked with people whose behaviour she found reprehensible. Krista Vernoff says while she hasn't done any projects with Harvey Weinstein, claims of sexual harassment wouldn't have put her off. The filmmaker's facing dozens of allegations, many of which he denies.
Thanks very much, Victoria.
That's all right.
Now, are you going to break the news to her or am I?
What's this?
I'm really sorry, but we missed fungus news yesterday.
What?
I told you she'd be cross.
There was even a fungus story on the front page of one of the papers this week.
Oh, awkward.
To do with bananas.
Oh.
So,
really? Should we do it today? Should we do it today?
I just feel bad for mineral news.
I don't.
Would you like to slip in?
How about we put it to, because obviously it's not for our benefit.
It's for the listeners.
Yeah, but
it's
we don't have listener. Time for the listeners to say anything, well, so I need to start writing immediately.
We won't do a poll or anything. Just the very first tweet, mineral, okay. Or text.
Yep. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with mineral or fungus. Or you can call. Fungus. If you can come, you'll come straight to air and say the word
mineral
fungus
or fungus.
Yeah, whatever's first. So we're just going to sit here and wait for one of those to happen.
Yeah, 0344 499 1000, 87222.
Straight to air if it's a call.
That could end badly.
I mean, it could be.
It's not after 10 p.m., is it?
Could be here sometime, can we really?
Should or do the weather in the meantime?
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, yeah, of course, we don't want to hold it. I mean, they've got the sport to do, so we're fine. Yeah,
okay, fine.
Go for it, go on.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So murky and damp in the southern half of the UK. Brighter in the north with lighter winds and highs of 17 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria. And now here's Dibble.
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 Dibble. Dibble. With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Britain's former heavyweight world champion David Hay has exclusively told our sister station TalkSport a fight between him and current title holder Anthony Joshua would be the biggest in the world.
That would be the ultimate perfect scenario. You know, I have a couple of fights, he has a couple of fights, he's got a fight next weekend. If we both keep winning, then a big football stadium, me and Joshua, it doesn't get any bigger than that.
Hay also said he's going into his rematch with Liverpudlian Tony Bellew with more confidence than he had before their first, which he lost. The agent of Manchester City midfielder Kevin De Bruyne has revealed he'll use Neymar's Paris Saint-Germain contract as a marker when they sit down with City to negotiate a new deal. It follows Belgian De Bruyne's stunning performances so far this season. The first ever three-test rugby union series between Ireland and Australia will take place in June next year. And British tennis number 3 Naomi Brodie's looking to join Heather Watson in the quarterfinals of the Luxembourg Open this afternoon. She faces the daunting task of former Wimbledon finalist Sabine Lisicki of Germany. That's your latest sports news, Dibble. Powered by TalkSport.
Dibble. It's 3:05, and I can tell you Dibble. That those wanting to know what today's bonus news will be in 25 minutes' time. Now, ordinarily, we do animal, vegetable or mineral to cover everything off. Fungus news is the third Tuesday of every month. We missed it yesterday because no one realised. We've just realised. We've thrown it open to you. Do you want to hear everything that's happening in the world of fungus or everything that's happening in the world of minerals? We said it would be the first person to get in touch. Alex got in touch. He said fun bus. He misheard. Gaz got in touch. He said mineral. But he wasn't the first.
No, Claire, they're all too late.
Claire Jarvis was first. Fungus news.
Yes! Fungus news.
There you go. Victoria will
Thank
be back
you, Claire Jarvis.
In 24 minutes with today's edition of Bonus News. It's going to be for you, Claire, fungus news. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And now it is time for the big debate. As we've been talking about this afternoon, it is on the front of all the papers. MI5 have been speaking out about the foiling of plots. This is the MI5 boss, Andrew Parker. The foiling of plots. It comes on the same day as the Man Booker Prize was awarded to writer George Saunders for his novel Lincoln in the Bardo, which has a plot involving Abraham Lincoln's child and some ghosts. Now that, as a plot, is perfectly acceptable and unique, which is, of course, what won it the Man Booker Prize. But what we've been hearing is, so far, MI5's literary department have managed to foil some terrible plots as well, including a ghost-written novel by Katie Price and Dan Brown's next stab at a book. The MI5 literary department has never been so busy. Some slip through, of course, some terrible plots. Katie Price's last novel, for instance, and Dan Brown's. But the message is that we must all be vigilant and willing to blow the whistle on anyone we suspect who might be thinking of writing a terrible book with a terrible plot. So having called Talk Radio, this afternoon is listener Chico. Hello, Chico.
Hello, John.
Hi, Chico. How are you doing?
Yeah.
Good. So, right, you called in. You heard me say whistling there, but whistling. But,
yeah, you sound quite nervous when they're, you know, taking down literary figures for their poultry work.
Yeah.
Are you?
Did I sound nervous? I suppose we all are in many ways, aren't we?
You know, well, you should be.
Don't know what's... wrote a book. Look, Chico,
Mini-me, a portrait of whatever it is.
A portrait of an idiot as a young man, available now on Amazon, yeah.
Yeah. Paperback as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, $6.99.
Six from the rip-off. I got it for 1p.
All right.
I was annoyed. I sent it back.
All right. Good. Anyways, that's not what you've called, is it? You've called because... because you're against whistling. I mentioned whistling.
Yeah,
what's wrong with whistling? What's wrong with people?
It's annoying, John. It's these kind of chipper gits like you, I imagine, going down the lane.
Yeah.
Whistling Dixie, perhaps.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so annoying. Just shoving their happiness down my throat.
Right.
You know, is that what you want, John? Do you want to shove your happiness down my throat?
I would do that in the form of whistling, yeah. I mean, I don't see what's so offensive. Look.
Well, it's just...
offensive
God, it's just because it's obnoxious.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to be there. I'm trying to have a nice, miserable day, and you're coming along trying to cheer everyone up. So these people there come up to say, oh, have a Merry Christmas. No, I won't do. I had a terrible one just to prove to them you don't tell me what to do.
Right. What do you make? I mean, there's other... You see, you mentioned being chirpy there.
I said chipper.
Chipper. You mentioned being chipper there. Let's just bring it in Adam. Good afternoon, Adam.
Hello, John.
There you go. Now, Adam sounds certainly chipper, doesn't he? But the thing is, what I'm saying is... we don't know whether he's a git yet. We'll find out. But you don't necessarily...
into this.
Adam, right, you're chipper, aren't you?
Yes.
Good. So, but what I'm saying is that chipper isn't the only circumstance where one would be on the receiving end of, or indeed the protagonist of, a whistle, right? Because one could also whistle as a sort of warning. Or one could also whistle at a wolf. Right, so there are many, many, many reasons to whistle, not just the chip. Adam, what do you make of this argument?
Well, I think, John, it sounds like Chico needs to look on the bright side of life.
Right.
and then in the song, I mean, I can't whistle. If I could, I'd do the little bit, but I can't.
You can't whistle, but you like whistling.
Yes. Oh, I'm a massive fan of whistling.
But this is because, isn't it? I know I'm going to talk about a personal thing on the radio, and I hope you don't mind. But this is because you had your lips removed.
Well, yes, I did. It was a very unfortunate procedure. I was outside listening to birdsong.
Yeah.
I fell out of a tree.
Yeah.
And the rest of me was fine, but they did have to remove my lips.
Your lips.
So
your lips landed on a stump.
Yeah.
on a tree stump, didn't they? And then you had to have them removed. Chico...
And he couldn't blow after that.
Well, you see, let me ask you about whistleblowers, right? Because now
filthy buggers.
Yeah, well, that's... fine. People who blow the whistle... People who blow the whistle, right? Hang on a minute. Right, now, there are other. What's another sort of blower? I'll answer that. It's a leaf blower, isn't it? Right? So
yeah,
are you suggesting... I know. As... if we, rather than whistle blow, should we, when maybe at work or you want to sort of dob someone in, should we throw leaves at them instead of whistle blowing? Should we leaf blow them?
Go on, Adam.
I was going to say, if you, realistically, a leaf blower, the sound that makes, that kind of...
Yeah.
Realistically, it's actually just a very low-pitched whistle.
Right.
So, I mean, I think it's more or less the same thing.
Yeah.
Just, you know, as long as there's air moving through a thing, it's just whistling of various,
all right.
octaves.
He's right, isn't he, Chico? He's right about that.
He's not right. I wasn't even listening, much like everyone else. But this guy, as far as I'm concerned, can blow my whistle. Or don't. But it's just this foul filth he's coming on the air.
Yeah,
and just
shouting out. You know, are you a kind of person who likes wolf whistling, misogyny? you.
No, well, I'm not more a fan of birds than I am of wolves.
It's only, to be fair, it is only misogyny if you whistle at a female wolf.
But it's, well, you know, it's the fact that whistling is perverse. It's just a euphemism for, you know, dirty acts that people do.
What, people,
you know,
sort of go...
It's a pervert.
What, like an like a sort of, you go sort of, oh, so-and-so, he went with, that sort of thing.
Yeah, like that's the only kind of whistling I would actually accept is the clangers, you know.
But surely that just shows that we use whistling. It's such a multifaceted. You know, you can use it to sting. You can use it to get someone's attention. Right. You can use it as a euphemism.
Yeah,
simply one dimensional, just like this debate.
I mean, you remember in the 1980s, of course, and this is a time you may not want to go back to. I don't know, but Mrs. Thatcher, of course, closed the diamond mines, didn't she? And that led to those riots between the dwarves and the police, didn't it? Because obviously they, you know, went to whistle while they were, don't they? Famously dwarves, and they couldn't anymore, so they went on strike, dwarf strikes of the 1980s. Everyone remembers them. And they went to, they were running battles with the police and everything else because of the whistling and the diamond mines closures. Is that a time you want to go back to, Chico? Is that what you're saying? You want to?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
you do.
Time before they unionised, that was a disgrace.
Right. Yeah.
I get rid of them. I get rid of whistling. Get rid of them, little fellas.
Yeah.
Get rid of everyone. I think be a lot better off.
Heightest.
Even what about whistlers' mother? Well, no. I mean, yeah. I know that'd get rid of you, John, if we got rid of midgets. But I'm for that. Whistler's mother,
She
was a po-faced cow, wasn't she? You know, is that what we want?
I mean,
no.
Anyone, the truth of this is, of course, that anyone can whistle without any form of background checks, right? Adam. I apologise, Adam. I lip-shamed you there, and I apologise for that. I didn't mean to bring in your disability into that. Where you
apology accepted.
That's fine, but you said to me, anybody who has lips technically can do a whistle. But what I'm saying is, there are no background checks to it. You know, are we just paying lips?
Yeah.
Are we paying lip service to this?
I don't know what we're saying anymore.
I think the thought of having a license for whistling is ridiculous. Why would you have a license for bringing joy into someone's life?
Because think how many...
Because it used to be used by criminals.
Think how many people have died...
Why would criminals whistle? That will give them away. Surely the one thing that they won't want to do is make noise, i.e. whistling.
Well, Oliver Twist, that's how pickpockets used to operate in London. Little fellas like John would be going round and they'd do a little... And then they'd know somebody, they'd be like, oh, what's his name? Pingu's up the alley doing something with old Nell at the knocking shop.
How many...
You know, that's how they communicate.
How many people have died, right? Yes, how many people have died as a result of whistling, right? I'll tell you how many. I'm going to tell you how many. It's none, right? And that's still too many, isn't it?
I mean, my whistling related injury wasn't necessarily a near death one, but I would say it was 100% worth it to hear more whistling.
Can you just have a quick listen?
Well, I got dog whistles.
Yeah,
they do them, and only dogs can hear the sound. It's only audible to
lucky little
talk radio. I got a talk radio whistle, and in much the same way as the actual station, it was totally inaudible to the British public.
Yeah,
you know, and I just think it's wrong.
It is that. We must end the debate.
I thought we had something to listen to.
We do, but I haven't got time now.
Good.
We're going to end the debate there, and we want to know what you think, actually, about this, of course, because whistling, of course, exists, not you. Whistling exists, but do we still need it? Chico, could you sum up the debate for me in a word?
No.
Right. Adam? Thank you. What do you think? We'll throw it open now, throw the phone lines open, of course, and the contact details are 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Do we need whistling? I mean, it's there. You can do it without a licence. But do we need it in post-Brexit Britain when we've got organic fish restaurants and squash rackets? Why do we need whistling? Get in touch with the programme. I'm John Holmes, and that was The Big Debate.
Talk radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk radio.
We'll get you talking. The James Whale Show. Weeknights from 7. On Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses. Driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show. Weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Dave?
Yeah.
This kitchen we're putting in, it's from Wren.
Yeah.
But we always get our kitchens from...
Not anymore. Wren have got the biggest range in the country.
I thought the biggest range was...
No, it's Wren. And they have the biggest showrooms and they make all the kitchens here in the UK.
But didn't you get a quote from...
I did, from their depot. But then I took it to Wren and they beat it.
So, it's hello Wren and goodbye.
Looks like it. Wren, the UK's number one kitchen retail specialist.
I am proper on one now. Getting ready to watch Sky One, because Strike Back's incoming! New team, new mission, a high-risk manhunt, I'm told, somewhere across Europe and the Middle East. And there I was thinking my job was stressful. On one, Sky One. Strike Back starts 31st of October, 9 p.m.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over there?
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, from all the leading brands, all with 6 months warranty and AA cover. Like these 2015 Ford Transit Customs from under £10,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
You just want to hire a car or a van. You shouldn't need an elaborate plan. Who wants to waste their own precious time travelling for miles when you could go online? With Europe Cars Convenient Deliver and Collect, you click on the car and we do the rest. It's really that simple. We come to you, and when you're done, we pick it up too. Get a car to your door the very same day. It's a rental revolution. It's moving your way. Europe Car Deliver and Collect, the ultimate car hire service. Available from just £5 each way. Find out more at europecar.co.uk. Europe Car. Moving your way.
There's no need to scream and shout if your plumbing's gone right up the spout.
There's a local hero for that. If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark.
There's a local hero for that. Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. localheroes.com.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Leicestershire, we have one lane closed and queuing traffic due to an accident and recovery work. It's on the M1 northbound between junction 19 and junction 20 around Lutterworth. In the West Midlands, we have one lane closed and slow traffic due to a shed load on the M6. That's northbound between junction 9 and junction 10 around Wolverhampton. And elsewhere in the West Midlands, we are seeing slow traffic due to an earlier broken down vehicle. It's on the M6 northbound between junction 6 and junction 7 around Great Bar. All lanes have been reopened, but delays remain. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Join BT Infinity right now and you'll get our lowest ever standard price, and you won't pay an activation fee, saving you £50. It's £24.99 a month on a 12-month contract with £9.99 postage. But hurry, this offer ends soon, and by soon I mean the 19th of October. So join BT Infinity today at bt.com/deals. Be there, BT.
Prices may change. Price for month 13, £34.99 per month, 30 gigabytes usage. Terms apply. To verify, see bt.com/smarthub.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Still to come on the programme then, today's edition of Bonus News. We will bring you fungus news. That's the choice of listener Claire Jarvis, who has just sent us a picture of some fungus in the shape of some ears, saying, I'm all ears for the fungus news. That'll be happening just after 3:30, Claire. all the news that's fit to print in fungus terms. Plus, Mark Watson, comedian Mark Watson, joining us before 4 o'clock. Before that, though, are you a hoper and a dreamer? This is where we help people. How do we help people? Well, in many ways, but one of them is by taking people who've got Kickstarter ideas, crowdfunding thoughts and plans, trying to turn them into a coin-based reality as they empty the public purse to realise their hope and their dream. We like to get them on the radio and talk to them about it as we kick a Kickstarter very much up the arse. Again, one such hoper and dreamer is on the line now. He's called Simon. Good afternoon, Simon.
Good afternoon.
Well now, so you are, as we've been talking about, begging the public coin. But I think I personally think you've tapped into something here. So tell us about Folio.
Well, we want to provide choice. So everybody's got lots of images and videos stored all around the web, across laptops, hard drives, mobile phones. Everyone's collections are becoming very disparate and disjointed. And first, we want to bring all those back together.
Yeah.
So brush up all the digital dust and bring everything back to the home.
Right. So how's it going to work? Tell me about what Folio does.
It's a very clever AI-driven box. It's about the size of a small book. You take it home, you can put it by the TV or on your shelf, connect it to your local internet, and it's going to suck in all your images and videos from wherever they are in the cloud or at home.
Right. My first question that everyone will be wondering about now is, hang on, there are some photos I don't want on there. They're of a personal nature. So, and I know you can share things with your family, Simon. I know that's the point, isn't it? Everyone can then look at your images and it's an easy thing. But what if you don't want Mum necessarily looking at that?
Yeah, so I mean, firstly, the idea of the box is to let the whole family enjoy all your family's archive of images. But on top of that, we've allowed each family member to set up a specific user account, so that if your 16-year-old daughter actually doesn't want the family to see all her images, they can be private to her own individual account.
I see. So the theory behind this is, because you're absolutely right, because we've all got the, you know, we take pictures with our phone and then it uploads to whatever it uploads to, and to be honest with you, I've no idea where it goes, somewhere, but then they're all available on my phone again later, etc. So this is a way of just pulling them all back to one place. Now, presumably this is for people who just aren't organised.
Well, yes, but also people who are organised, you know, they're organised in other parts of their lives. They don't have time to be chasing 40 different photo and video repositories around the globe.
Yeah. Carry on.
So I was going to say, actually, so the first thing we're solving is for consolidation, but actually the most important area is, you know, once you have your images stored in files and folders, it's very hard to then go back and find them. And actually, by having everything in a central place, with some really powerful AI at the heart, we can allow everyone to just reconnect with all those great moments from their past.
So how does the AI work? Because, again, you are right, of course. On my phone, I go, I know I've got a photo somewhere of whatever it might be. But, of course, yep. You're then scrolling back through your phone, go, I can't even remember the date. I don't know when this was. So how does it work? How does it find these things for you, and how do you find them easily?
So we have some very clever AI algorithms that we've trained to recognise 20,000 different objects, scenes, and places.
Right.
So if you take our box home and you don't connect it to the internet, you can search for those 20,000 things completely offline and, you know, have a great time. So most things you can think of to search for are going to be there already. If you do connect the box to the internet, then actually the box will allow you to search for anything. So if you search for a Tibetan yak and the box doesn't know what that is, it's going to go away, it's going to sort images of that, it's going to understand what it looks like and then return images from your personal collection.
Thank God, because I'll tell you what, my Tibetan yak portfolio has been missing for ages.
So, well, it's not uncommon.
I know. So what does it do? It goes away, not in a vet sense, but it looks up a Tibetan yak, right? And then goes, okay, I know what that looks like now, and then it just scans your pictures for images that are similar, presumably.
In the case where you search for something the box doesn't currently understand yet.
Yes.
I mean, your photos always stay on the box, so they never go to the web.
Right.
But the box has a facility to go and find new things.
That's incredibly clever. And so once it recognises regular faces that you might have, or regular other parts, in your photograph, it can then find all related photographs, of course.
Yes. I mean, we've trained our algorithms offline in the office on some very large GPUs, so that it's very good at recognising and describing what's in an image. But we've actually put some tools in the folio box itself so that our users can further train the system to recognise the things they actually care about. So my box, I'm a bit of a keen aquarist, and I've trained my box to recognise lots of different fish and corals.
Right, okay.
Our chairman's trained his to recognise birds. And, we have a few businesses that have also been training theirs to recognise different types of curated artworks, published imagery, racing cars, etc.
Yeah. That is incredibly clever. And so the... does it also pull in the dates? Because the only reason I ask that is because obviously a lot of photos contain metadata, right? And that's that's where it was taken, when it was taken, all this kind of stuff. But photos that are shared around that you might save off an app or whatever it might be, that strips metadata, doesn't it? Because of the encryption and so forth. So how does that work?
So the way that the box connects to your different repositories, if you connect it to your local NAS drive, it's going to pick up the originals and the metadata. If you connect it to the right social networks, we're actually accessing the original files with the metadata in them. So we're not taking images mostly that have had that stripped out. So when I imported my personal image and photo collection, I think about 95% of my content still had location and date attached to it.
Right.
So we have a very simple date and time-based view in the app. Is the first thing you see. So if you can remember when something was taken, i.e. a birthday or a Christmas,
You
can very quickly scroll to it, but very quickly you run out of... Your memory quickly stops remembering when things happen.
Yeah, of course, yeah. But how does it work, or can it, and if someone sends you a photo via, I don't know, WhatsApp, whatever it might be, that does strip that, presumably that metadata can't be got back anyway, so you are then just searching for a recognisable image.
Correct. But if you are able to find that image, you can then click on that image and say, find me images that are similar to this one.
I see.
And actually, if you do have other images from that same event within your collection, you're then going to get all those back and be able to see what the date and time was.
Right. And then presumably you can drag them all into files and folders, can you? Certainly on your computer.
Yes, you can. So basically, if you think about the box as a way of finding things, as one instance, then once you find them, you can then extract them and do things with the originals. You can bring them down to your computer, you can share them around. We've also built in some really rich functionality for exploring your images, because search is one powerful use case, but actually, unless you can describe what you're looking for and you know it exists, text can sometimes be quite constraining. So we've spent a lot of time allowing users to be able to use their images themselves as the jump-off point for search. So tap your granddad's face in an image and will suddenly return all the images of your granddad. Swipe through a collection of shots from a holiday and then will allow you to navigate through similar types of shots from other holidays. So there's some quite rich functionality in there for what we call the sit back on the sofa with the iPad relaxation browsing versus the I really, really, really need to find that photo that I want to put on my daughter's birthday card.
Well, I see. Okay, so how did this all come about then? Presumably you were very frustrated by losing photos.
I'm very frustrated.
So is it one of those classic ideas though where you go, I can't find the yak picture, I need something, and then luckily you had the skills to do it?
Actually, the journey started by us making the problem worse. So we originally started to make some camera and imaging devices that intelligently would try and capture images at an interesting moment of the day.
Yeah.
And whilst people loved being free in the moment, they absolutely loathed the fact that after the moment, we'd actually generated thousands of images. And it was at that point that we realized actually the big problem to solve was making people's lives easier and making it much simpler to extract the things you want, not increasing the amount of data capture.
It is incredible, isn't it, the amount now that people just use photos. Because I remember, I'm old enough to remember, Simon, you know, when phones didn't have a camera, they were a phone.
Yeah.
And you used a camera to take the photo, and sometimes you got it printed out and put it in an album.
Correct.
How quaint. But then you could label your album, and then you know where it is, you know, and that's fair enough. But now, because people just take photos, and in the old days, Simon, you know, you'd take a photo when you wanted to take a photo, not just a random burst of them and hope one was all right, you know, and then you'd look at it instantly and delete what you want. But because we have so many of them and so little time, you're absolutely right. You just go, I don't know where that is, I don't know what it is, I don't know where it is. So I think you've saved us all here, Simon. I think you're basically a sort of modern digital Jesus, and you've come here to save us from the agonising pain of going through all these photographs that we've got that we don't necessarily even need anymore, but now we can decide. I suppose.
Perfect.
So tell us... I was going to say, in terms of what you're asking for on Kickstarter, how is it that people can get involved with it?
Yeah, so we've been using this technology with a range of businesses for the last year. And through that process, myself and the team and a few testers have been using boxes on our personal collection. And it just struck us that there's a huge need for these types of boxes out there to help everybody manage their data. So we've created a solution, and we put it on Kickstarter last week. And basically, everyone that comes to the site and sees and reads about the product loves it. Mm. The challenge is we just need to get the word out there and tell lots of people that it exists. So, you know, for everyone that's listening, if they could just go and have a look at the site, read about the product, and if it resonates, buy one, pledge, or even just share it around your network, it would be amazingly helpful.
Yeah, well, up to 9 people are listening to this now, so I mean, that's going to help.
Well, if they all share it, that would be fantastic.
Tremendous. So what are we searching for on Kickstarter?
Folio. P-H-O-L-I-O.
P-H-O-L-I-O, which is a personal AI photo and video box. Oh, it does videos as well, of course, we should point out.
Of course, and videos is an untapped... Nobody looks at their videos once they're taken. And actually, this box opens up your year's worth of smartphone videos forevermore.
All right, good. Simon, listen, pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much. If you have a Kickstarter, and that is a good idea. You know, we could all benefit from that. It'll probably link to Alexa as well or so. I don't know. It's also very modern, isn't it? Anyway, if you've got a Kickstarter project that you want to talk to us about on the radio to get the word out there, as Simon suggested, then here's how to get in touch. 87222, you can start your message with the word talk, or at Talk Radio on Twitter, start your message with any word you like. Send us the link to your Kickstarter, we'll be in touch, we'll get you on the radio. We're giving a Kickstarter a kick up the arse. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And at 3:34, here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Theresa May says it's right to make a helpline free for people with universal credit issues. It's been announced a week after the Labour leader suggested it in the Commons. Jeremy Corbyn is still putting pressure on the Prime Minister to stop the rollout of the system.
There is a very long list of people urging the Prime Minister to pause universal credit, including the Citizens Advice Bureau, the Trussell Trust, John Major, and I understand 24 of our own backbenchers. Yeah. Well, they've got a chance this afternoon. They can vote to pause universal credit and show that they are representing their constituents.
Unemployment has fallen to a 12-year low, but the cost of living is still rising faster than wages. Average earnings increased by 2.2% in the year till August. The Football Association has apologised to 2 England women's players over racially discriminatory remarks, but a report has found that sacked manager Mark Sampson was not racist. Donald Trump says claims he told a dead soldier's widow that her husband knew what he was signing up for are totally fabricated. A Democratic congresswoman says he made the comments in a call to the wife of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson, who was killed last week. And Sir Lenny Henry says tax breaks are needed to increase diversity in TV. He says it would help boost the number of people from black, Asian and minority ethnic backgrounds in the sector. The weather dry and mild for many, but some rain in the north and west tonight. Lows of 10 degrees. Tomorrow will be dull and wet for many. Potential gales in the southwest with highs of 17. There's more news in 25 minutes.
There's more now.
Yes, John.
Because it's time for today's edition of Victoria's Bonus News. What we do is bring you a roundup of everything that there isn't space for in the actual news. Whether it's to do with animal, vegetable or mineral, you'll find it here. Except today, fungus news.
If there's not mushroom in the actual news, fungus news. Get it?
I don't get it.
No, really.
So, starting off with a double whammy of killer fungus.
What fungi?
First up in the States, a lawsuit has been filed as it's been revealed a Kansas inmate died despite multiple complaints he felt like something was eating his brain. That something was a fungus.
What?
So, this fungus, it slowly killed 27-year-old Marcus Davis over 4 months. And as he pleaded for help, for things because his vision blurred, his speech slurred, and he became so disorientated that he drank his own urine. Mm. And now his family's suing the prison and 14 of the company which runs its employees. That includes 3 doctors and 11 nurses.
Yeah.
So apparently...
So where's the fungus from?
I'm just about to attempt to say some really long fungus words.
Great, we all look forward to this.
Okay, it's going to be embarrassing.
Yeah.
An autopsy, i.e. a post-mortem examination, determined the cause of death to be advanced granulomatous meningoencephalitis.
Oh, that's a Welsh town, isn't it?
No.
Oh.
It's a form of meningitis that is apparently caused by the Candida albicans fungus.
Right.
So there you go.
That's, bold attempt, by the way.
Thanks. Do you want to have a go? I think you should.
Oh.
I'm going to underline the word and just take away the T's for my next story. There you go. There's two words there.
Right.
Hurry up.
You have to read them aloud.
Oh, sorry. I just read it in my head. Granulomatous meningoencephalitis. Granulomatous meningoencephalitis. Is that right?
Granulomatous.
That's offensive. How? A man died of that. And now you're mocking it by clapping along.
Sorry, I didn't realise. I walked in halfway through this
story. Yeah, and that's why you should always listen to the beginning. Before you start doing a Mary Poppins thing.
Yeah.
My apologies.
He's dead now. Anyway.
Oh, yes, so that's fine, is it? Oh, let's move on.
To Bananageddon.
Okay. So that's vegetable news.
Banana is a fruit.
That's fruit news.
But it's claimed bananas are facing extinction due to the spread of an unstoppable deadly fungus.
We mentioned this was in the actual news the other day, wasn't it?
This is the story I was on about, which is on the front pages.
Yeah. The music's run out.
Hurry up, you're running late.
All right.
A fungus known as
Fungus News.
Fusarium wilt is laying waste to banana plantations in Australia and Southeast Asia. And now it's spread to Africa and the Middle East.
Yeah.
And scientists are warning it's going to spread to South America next.
Right.
And apparently, some researchers from the University of California say that the global banana industry could be wiped out in just 5 to 10 years.
Like a banana?
No.
I don't like them either.
I wouldn't go so far.
Good riddance to them.
I wouldn't go so far as I hate them, but I do think that although they're the most popular fruit in the world, I find that hard to believe because they're not the best tasting fruit in the world, are they?
They're so mushy and smelly.
Well, there's a right time to eat them, isn't there?
Never.
Mushy bad, too hard, just right. So you need a banana. I don't like it when you peel one; it's got a bruise on it.
I don't want to think about
that.
I went to a pub quiz last night, and the final round was you had to unpeel a banana, write an insult on it, and then super glue it back together to the point where it didn't look like a banana. And then there were points awarded for original banana looking likeness and also for the insult.
I mean, that doesn't really make much sense.
That's a curious quiz, isn't it?
It was, yeah.
Do you want to tell us your quiz name?
No, I don't.
No, I didn't think you would.
I tweeted it.
Oh, yeah.
I tweeted it last night.
Can you give us a clue?
No.
Okay. And finally, apparently there's a trend which sees people wearing shoes without socks.
Yeah.
And it's causing a foot fungus epidemic.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. I heard about this. Yeah, this is the trendy hipster.
We spoke about this as well at some point.
Sockless horror. Yeah, and you're right. And it's people, hipsters stink. That's the gist of it, isn't it?
That was what I was about to say.
They've got athlete's foot.
So a podiatrist, Emma Stevenson, says she's seeing more 18 to 25-year-old men, so like Cornelius, with problems associated with wearing shoes without socks and ill-fitting shoes.
Yeah.
And apparently, this is the best fact, the average feet sweat about half a pint a day.
Half a pint a day?
Yeah.
Don't want to drink that.
But where does that go?
And then too much moisture and warmth can lead to fungal infections like athlete's foot.
Because if you sweated half a pint a day for your feet, you'd think you'd be squelching about all day in that.
You'd get trench foot.
Yeah.
Well, that would get to your knees, John.
Fungus news.
We'll leave it there, I think.
Thanks, Victoria.
You're welcome. Yeah.
That was Fungus News. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Next on the programme, we promised you hot guest action. We'll be joined by comedian Mark Watson next on Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin, get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those bad their science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now. Pick up your free copy today in one of our 290 stores nationwide. Trade on. TradePoint!
So, start of the week, I'm on the edge of my seat with Game of Thrones. By the middle of the week, I'm seeing stars with Tin Star. The next thing you know, it all kicks off with a league of their own. You see, with Sky TV, I can enjoy Sky Atlantic's big screen drama and 45 channels of catch-up TV, all for £20 a month. And right now, there are great broadband offers too. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. £20 standard setup, Sky Q kit loaned at no cost, new 18-month TV contract, terms apply.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cashback and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm Energy Boiler Range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
Hiring for your business is important, and with today's technology, it shouldn't be so hard to hire great candidates. Indeed.com makes it easy. Easy to post a job. Easy to manage candidates. Easy to get help. How easy is that? Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
From office equipment to fuel. What if the everyday things you buy for your business could add up to something a bit more rewarding? With the American Express Gold Business Card, you can earn membership rewards points on your business spend and use them for office supplies, restaurants, or even flights. Join now and get 20,000 bonus points when you spend £3,000 in the first 3 months. Plus, your first year's annual card fee is on us, saving you £125. Search Amex Gold Business to apply. Welcome offer subject to card membership approval. For a card with no annual fee, rewards, or other features, an alternative is available. See website for terms.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Staffordshire, we are seeing queuing traffic due to a rolling roadblock and emergency repairs on the M6 toll. It is affecting it in both directions at junction T8 around Cannock. Elsewhere in the West Midlands, we have slow traffic due to an earlier shed load that was on the M6 northbound. That was between junction 9 and junction 10 around Wolverhampton. And elsewhere in Leicestershire, we are still seeing slow traffic due to an earlier accident on the M1. That is northbound between junction 19 and junction 20 around Lutterworth. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Join BT Infinity right now and you'll get our lowest ever standard price, and you won't pay an activation fee, saving you £50. It's £24.99 a month on a 12-month contract with £9.99 postage. But hurry, this offer ends soon, and by soon I mean the 19th of October. So join BT Infinity today at bt.com/deals. Be there, BT.
Prices may change. Price for month 13, £34.99 per month, 30 gigabytes usage. Terms apply. To verify, see bt.com/smarthub.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So a very good afternoon to you. You're just joining us. You're listening to Talk Radio. And, well, obviously, we've been discussing much of the news today. There's the MP, Tim Loughton. He's from East Worthing. He starts his day by getting in the bath for an hour. Every single day. That's what we learned earlier. Cornelius, you washed your genitals in the sink in the toilet here just to see if it was as relaxing as we thought. And the answer to that experiment
Yes, it was.
Okay.
It was very nice.
So that's been going on. We did that on the programme if you missed it earlier. That's Mark Watson coughing. There is also much about MI5 and their terror alerts as well. You know this, Mark Watson. You've been on the programme before, but you know how we like to analyse the news.
Yeah, it would be strange if you didn't do that to some extent. Yeah,
but the best way, but the best way we find is as you'll know, through the medium of Japanese poetry.
I thought you'd never bring this up.
It gets straight to the heart of the matter. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
J.K. Rowling tops celeb rich list, expensive champagne socialist.
The news in haiku. Mark Watson joins us in the studio. I promised you guest action, and once again, I have delivered it.
I couldn't tell there where you're going with that.
Could you not?
No, not really. No. I thought eventually, is he going to say my name here? But it was because also that news and the haikus thing was quite a long lead in for a very small amount of poetry.
It really was.
That's the thing with haikus.
Honest,
they're over very fast.
Very, very, very quickly. But that's what makes them unique. It's in gets, as we know, straight to
you're just kind of on the edge of your seat during 3 minutes of Japanese ambient music. And then the poem is almost gone before you even.
That's true. Now, look, I'm going to level with you here. You're our second comedy guest today.
I already know. Manford, wasn't it?
Manford was in,
I know, because I saw him in the building and I thought, I'll bet you that every interview I do, Manford will have just been in.
But it's all right, because he was flogging music this time, not comedy.
In fact, he was on Talk Sport. He wasn't even planning to do that, apparently. He just wandered in, realised it was the same building as you, and thought, I might as well do that as well. And such is the power of Manford that he can just wander in holding a CD he's made, and he's allowed to be on the radio.
That's right. He sang for us. Would you like to do that?
Of course he did. No, the difference, I think, the difference in me and Manford is that Manford almost can't stop singing these days, whereas I tend to not start. So, we've got different career paths these days.
Well, let's talk about yours, because that's why you're here. And we've just said we kind of meet on a biannual basis, normally in interview form, which is a sort of forced chat in a way, but I kind of like it.
I find it hard to imagine you not behind the desk, actually.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen you.
I haven't seen you standing up for more than a year.
I'm standing up now.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot.
Just to be clear.
Very small.
Yeah, fine. But look, new tour on the way, obviously. So tell us about this. And, because this is a sort of... and it must be... You know, you've done this for a long time. But so coming up with a sort of tour... I wouldn't say gimmick in a way, but something that kind of...
Oh, this is
resonates.
A gimmick. Don't worry about that.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad. Yeah, I was, you know, sort of pulling back from that. But it is one. So the gimmick of this is...
The tour is called MW. I'm already into it, in fact. And the... which is my initials, of course,
yes.
And all the venues have to have an M or a W at the start, either the town or sometimes it's the name of the theatre.
Good.
Which is a pretty stupid way of ordering a tour, but it's worked out quite nicely because it means I've ended up going to loads of places. I asked on Twitter who's got on Facebook, you know, a suggestion for an MW destination, and it had begun almost as a joke, but as they started to come in, I thought, actually, this is doing the work of sourcing tour venues for me. So it's... began as a whimsical, silly idea, really, because we had these MW neon letters made for DVD recording. And so frivolously, I said, if I only ever play places beginning with M or W from now on, then these will be sort of halfway decent sort of use of money. And out of that stupid, like, drunk chat has come an actual, like, 50 dates of my life. So there you go.
So the venues, though, you're going to, sort of ones that don't get comedians normally going to them, have you sort of deliberately sought out...
Quite a few of them are, yeah. I was in Merthyr Tydfil on Saturday, and people were openly surprised to see something happening there, and I had to explain it's because you begin with M, in all fairness. But, no, some of them are not even venues that are meant to have comedy in them. I did one on a train.
How was that?
There's one in a helicopter museum. The train one was absolutely stupid. It was a train from from Marylebone to Wickham, so an M and a W.
Very good.
Hard to resist. Yeah. But there are other reasons not to do comedy on a train. You can't purely base it on the M's and W's. It was obviously the main problem was it was two carriages, and I had to keep shuttling between
that
them.
Is awkward,
and there were also real commuters on the train as well, but just not in our bit of it. So it was absolute shambles.
Yeah.
But I do tend to, as you know, just try and do projects which may well not work out that well, but it'll be funny even if
it doesn't. Yeah.
Yes,
which is kind of what I like about you in that sort of, you know, the sort of attitude of going, well, you know what, let's just see what happens and try this out.
I think it's not a bad approach to life, really, because, well, it depends. Obviously, if it goes so badly wrong that people feel ripped off, then that would be disappointing. Yeah. But in general, I think someone years ago, I don't remember who it was, but they said to me, freeing yourself from the fear of failure is sort of the key thing you could do in any sort of artistic career, because the best things are made by people that, you know, don't necessarily care if it, or at least they feel like they don't
care.
Yeah. And I do agree with that. I'm always thinking about that. I always try and make myself do stuff without thinking, yeah, but what if it goes wrong?
But it, luckily, no, it, I don't think it ever has.
No, sometimes it does a bit. Like, the train did not go perfectly, but I didn't have any death threats, so, you know.
That's good. As long as the commuters thought their season tickets were worth it in the end.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of those people would have been travelling anyway, so in a way, I was only adding value.
And really annoying people who just wanted to read the paper. And
There were some great moments as people got off the train and then walked past and looked in and hadn't realised all these people were doing that. There was also a bit at Wickham Station where we had like 20 minutes before we went back again, and I just continued doing the show sort of on the platform there while people watched from the car park and stuff. Real guerrilla comedy making. You hear about edgy comics, but how many people can do it on a station platform in High Wycombe on a Wednesday night, eh?
There we go. Well,
Thursday night, I think it was, so even tougher in some ways.
In many ways it is. I was going to talk to you a little bit about, because now last time you were in, we were just talking about this off air, but last time you were in, Victoria Wood died.
That day, I had just found out when
so
I arrived. That's right.
We talked a little bit about her. And now this week, of course, Sean Hughes has died.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if all this is a coincidence and you're not the harbinger of doom.
I don't think that there is any direct connection between my presence in this studio and these events.
Yeah.
I certainly hope to God there isn't, because that will mean I will have to stop appearing on this show for a start.
Yeah, we don't want that.
It's not worth the human cost. But yeah, in both cases, it comes a real shock because, obviously, Sean, quite a bit younger even than Victoria Wood, and that was shocking enough. But also in this case, I knew him a bit, and a couple of days on, I still almost can't believe it at all. I'd seen him in Edinburgh in August, and he didn't look too bad, really. But obviously, it was I think he declined a bit over time. It's just that I had the impression he was quite healthy the past few years.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I saw him, probably a couple of years ago, 18 months ago, maybe, something like that, for a drink in, and then he didn't look too well, but then he did sort of start to get, or certainly appeared to be a bit better, but you know, as we were talking about the other day, it's that problem thing, and when you get to a certain age as well, and, you know, and you might drink quite a bit. This applies to anybody.
Yeah.
It suddenly brings it home to you, the damage that it can actually do.
Well, me, in fact, I do drink quite a bit. Yeah. And this is one of the first times that someone I've known even slightly has actually, you know, paid this sort of a price for. I don't know anything about his medical situation or anything. But just in general, you know, you see someone like that that's maybe lived a bit of an unhealthy life at times. And I was just saying to you off air, like, you always think deep down, yeah, but everyone always gets away with it, and then as you get older, you start to realise that you can't, in fact, live forever. Or you can't live that long, in fact. And it's just weird. I think I'm still young enough that I find it, when someone dies, it's almost impossible to believe that he literally isn't there anymore. It's so hard to wrap your head around. Like, he lived around the corner from me.
Yeah.
So I would see him a few times, a month, just naturally, just walk past him.
Yeah.
It's very, very hard to believe that everything's the exact same except that person isn't there anymore. Yeah. You never get used to it, I suppose.
No.
There we are.
What a place to end.
Yeah, no. Probably not the note that you wanted
I think that's poignant.
It's worth stopping every now and again to think about it, isn't it?
So it is. But look, tell the tour then, you're on it now. This runs through to, I've got the dates here.
It goes through to, well, the last one's in January and February, I think.
Oh, yeah, obviously, right. Yeah,
you could either just Google it, or if you live in a place beginning with M or W, then just sort of stand around and I'll be there as fast as I can, basically.
You're coming down to the Marlow Theatre, Canterbury, which is where I
am. Yes, indeed I am. I like that one. It's nice, just the studio I'm doing that.
Yeah, it's a good venue.
So that should be fun, yeah.
But yeah, as you rightly said, all of these places either begin with M or W.
There's a couple of cheats. There's one in Dumfries.
That's not right. Is that a middle name?
It's because there's a load of tiny little villages beginning with W around there, but none of them had a venue suitable. So
you don't need a venue, you just need a...
To be honest, it's true. I don't know why I worry, really. We've established I'm capable of just yelling at people in the street.
Exactly, yeah. But Mark Watson, thank you very much for coming in.
Cheers,
always lovely to see you.
See you in a well, a few months' time.
Yeah,
we
I imagine. Yeah, yeah. Around the death of another comedian.
Hopefully
Sam Delaney's with us now. He's in the studio.
Hi, John.
Hi there. What's coming up with you today?
Traffic. Lots of traffic.
Lots of traffic. Traffic hotspots.
Traffic hotspots. You don't get to talk. When I got into radio, I assumed that there'd be a lot more traffic chat than there is.
Yeah.
And I've hardly ever got to talk about traffic. So today, there's a report about how much traffic there is going about. So I thought, well, I'll take the opportunity.
While it's there.
That Arnie Pie in the Sky out of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. We'll be joined by John Sitton, former professional footballer and manager, now black cab driver, very angry man. If you're not familiar with his work, then I really encourage you to type his name into YouTube and you'll see his days as a football coach documented on a very notorious television programme. We will also be talking about Universal Credit being rolled out and the problems that that presents. Yep. I'll be joined by Chris Kamara. It's a very football-y show. He's coming in. Chris Kamara will be coming in to talk about alcohol and how to knock it on the head. We'll also be joined by Fleet Street Fox, Susie Boniface. So a load of fantastic stuff. And we'll be talking about that George Michael documentary. Have you seen it yet?
I've seen the last bit of it, but I haven't watched the beginning bit of it.
I nearly did a cry, John.
Did you do a cry?
I nearly did a cry.
Oh,
there was
which
a bit?
Bit
of a cry. Just seeing him like singing in the studio, he had so much emotion, John, that to watch a man sing with that much authentic emotion, it made me almost cry because you can imagine I'm not familiar with authentic feelings or sincerity.
I can tell that.
And so it was very challenging to me as a human. So I nearly cried. Ali Ross out of The Sun doesn't like it, and he'll be joining me to tell me why.
Splendid.
Why are you wearing two versions of the same jacket?
Well, I point, didn't actually. Really think of it that
two
way.
Bomber jackets.
One, no, it's not two bomber jackets. Yeah, it's not a bomber jacket, this one, is it? It's just something with a zip on it.
No.
Anyway, no one cares about that. Mind your own business. Who are you, Trini and Susanna? Rolled into one. Into an unglamorous singular.
That would be Tran. Oh, no, we can't. Never mind. Right, so that's Sam Delaney. He's with you next. We will be back tomorrow, 1 till 4. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Have a good evening.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.